My soul brought to life by you, by Three Rings, read by X-Men Hater. Summary. When Mo Shuanyu brought Wei Wuxian back to life in his own body, he not only gave him a revenge quest, he also gave him all the problems that come with being an Omega. An Alpha in his past life, Wei Wuxian does not know what he's doing, so he ignores the issue. Until he can't. Chapter 1. I'm afraid you're going into heat, Wei Gongzu, said Lan Xichen, his face apologetic. Wei Wuxian blinked at the man who sat across from him, and then he started, his brain catching up to the full import of the sect leader's words.
You know...
Lan Xichen smiled in comprehension. Wangxi told me who you are. In the circumstances, he waved a hand. So what are you going to do to me? He asked, narrowing his eyes. He had no reason to mistrust Lan Xichen, but he'd never quite known where he stood with the man. Smiling and noncommittal, that was Wei Wuxian's experience of Lan Xichen. So he wasn't entirely sure how to react when the man broke into laughter. His face must have shown his apprehension and annoyance. I apologize, Lan Xichen said, sobering. Only, certainly you know you have nothing to fear from me as an Omega. I was more referring to the fact that all the sects banded together to kill me, Gusulan included. At least, that was the last I knew. Have things changed so much? Lan Xichen took a long breath. That's an oversimplification. What I know right now is that my brother trusts you. I used to believe him deceived by you, but he's given me reason to wonder. I trust Wanzi, and he believes you are a good person despite everything that happened. For his sake, I am willing to hold my judgment for later on the subject of your intentions. He sighed and his face softened. The more pressing concern at the moment is that you are an Omega about to experience your first heat. I can't believe Mo Shuanyu did this to me, grumbled Wei Wuxian, shaking his head. How am I supposed to live as an Omega? Indeed, you were used to an Alpha's body and position. Lan Xichen's eyes passed over Wei Wuxian's figure. But didn't you realize what was happening? Did you not know you were inhabiting the body of an Omega? He rubbed the back of his neck. Well, no, I knew. His family said things that made it clear. His mouth twisted up. It was clear from the things many people said about him. At first, none of that had mattered to him as he'd struggled not to be discovered. He was just grateful that so many people thought him crazy and not worth thinking about. He'd played up to the Omega stereotypes. Silly, flirtatious, cowardly. I knew. I just thought I'd have more time before I'd have to deal with this. I guess I just didn't think about it, he finished with a shrug. Lan Xichen let out a small sigh. Of course, here was an Omega who fit none of the stereotypes. Lan Xichen was a strong leader for the Gusulan sect, a skilled fighter, a serious scholar. There was something soft about him, but no one who'd seen him in the Sunshot campaign could deny his strength. And besides, he was a Lan, so who could say where the conditioning of all their rules left off and his gender began? Well, said Lan Xichen, of course we have spaces available appropriate to a heat where you will be secure and undisturbed, and far from any prying eyes or ears. So no one heard him moaning and howling like an animal, in other words, he thought, wincing. I can show you to one as soon as you like, get you settled. Lan Xichen hesitated, then after a beat spoke again. Our juniors who present naturally spend their heats alone. It's a perfectly survivable experience, though sometimes not very pleasant. Again, an apologetic expression crossed the sect leader's face. I'm not looking forward to it, he replied with a grimace. He'd heard horror stories from other boys, mostly not Omegas themselves. But they said all kinds of things about how painful and desperate it was for an Omega to spend a heat alone. The only Omega Wei Wuxian had ever known closely himself was his friend Nie Huaisung. Huaisung had loaned some of his pornography to him as a boy, the kind showing Omegas in heat. He told him a little about the implements he'd been given to use on himself. The whole thing had sounded alarming and painful. Well, some of the books had been all right. There is an alternative, said Lan Xichen, cutting into his ruminations. What? He asked, surprised and suddenly hopeful. Was there some way to prevent this heat after all? Some herb or cultivation technique? You could have a partner, he said, dashing Wei Wuxian's sudden hopes. An alpha. Wei Wuxian huffed a laugh. Sure, but where will you find one of those who's willing to sleep with the Yuling patriarch? Lan Xichen remained silent and impassive for a moment, as if evaluating him. He inhaled and then let out a large breath. Wanzi has volunteered. Silence echoed in the room for a moment. Then Wei Wuxian broke into loud laughter. Are you joking right now? He asked after he caught his breath. But Lan Xichen's face was stony. I'm sorry, I didn't mean... He realized belatedly that the sect leader might take his laughter the wrong way. No offense, I just meant there's no way he would ever do something like that. And yet he has, replied Lan Xichen. He was quite anxious for me to convey that to you. He nearly pushed his way in here himself without letting me speak to you first. Wei Wuxian found himself without anything to say. Lan Chan offering... His mind almost refused to think it. Why in the world would he do that? Maybe he didn't actually hate him, fine, but this was something else entirely. All of his Lan sect purity, his rules, his restraint. The man acted like it would damn him to hell if he so much as smiled or drank one cup of wine, much less befoul himself like this. And with Wei Wuxian? Not only an Omega and a man, but Wei Wuxian, the demonic cultivator, the Yiling patriarch. He didn't know how long he stared into space, trying to come to grips with this, but eventually he looked back up at Lan Xichen. The older man was smiling kindly at him once more. Wei Wuxian shook his head helplessly at him. If you don't want him, obviously, that's your choice, began Lan Xichen, but he hurried to wave him to a stop. It's not that, really. Just, I don't understand. Lan Xichen sighed again. My brother cares about you. He always has. Are you not aware of it? Wei Wuxian frowned. I've always thought I drove him crazy. That won him a smile. Yes, you probably did, and I think he liked it. Lan Xichen tilted his head to the side and looked right into his eyes. So the question is, do you care for him? And do you want this with him? Because those are two separate things. A moment passed in which Wei Wuxian had to look away from the searching gaze. Wangxi means everything to me, continued Lan Xichen in a quieter tone. I don't want to see him hurt, so you should think carefully before you agree to something if you're not sure. Wei Wuxian was silent, his heart pounding loud in his ears and his skin flushed with perspiration, as it had been for hours now. Could he do this? With Lan Chan, of all people? Did he want to? As he considered the idea of Lan Chan spending a heat with him, he became aware of a feeling of comfort? Longing. The thought, the idea of having Lan Chan with him made him feel less alone. Less, yes, he had to admit it, afraid. He could survive a lot if Lan Chan was by his side. Maybe even this. It was a crazy idea, but then again, perhaps it made some sense. He said finally, aware that Lan Xichen had been scrutinizing him this entire time. I'd like to talk to him. I need to talk to him before... There was a pause, and then the sect leader nodded. I'll show you to the seclusion room, and then I'll get Wanzi, he said, rising to his feet. Wei Wuxian followed him down the paths of the cloud recesses, around to the rear of the mountain. Eventually they came upon a fenced-in garden, entirely screened from view. Within the high walls was a small cottage surrounded by well-maintained beds of flowers. Lan Xichen led the way inside and showed him around the interior. The furnishings resembled a guest chamber rather than an occupied room, but there were some subtle differences. The bed was merely a thick mat laid on the floor, centered on a large carpet. There were an abundance of pillows resting on it. Lan Xichen showed Wei Wuxian a cupboard filled with blankets, sheets, and other bedding. In a wardrobe, there were a number of plain white robes, which he also pointed out for his use. And then, finally, his face coloring a little, Lan Xichen turned to a small chest near the bed. If required, he said, and opened the chest without further explanation. Inside were an assortment of different objects nestled into velvet padding. After a moment, Wei Wuxian felt his own face flush with heat as he realized what he was looking at. Implements of pleasure, some shaped like male genitals, some more abstract, but all clearly meant to be inserted. He spluttered, unable to restrain his reaction, but unsure what to say. He couldn't really imagine using any of them on himself. Some of them seemed very large. And yet it seemed his body had other ideas, because he felt a rush of something hot and knew some moisture escaped him. The feeling was disturbing. He suddenly was very ready for Lan Xichen to leave him alone.
"Thank you, Sewojun," he said, moving away from the embarrassing chest. "I'm sure everything will be fine."
He gave him a bright smile, trying to exude confidence. But this was not an arena he'd ever really felt confident about. Cultivation, sure. Battle, no problem. Speaking his mind, regardless of his audience, he was a pro at that. But romance, sex, those had always been theoretical matters to him. Lan Xichen gave him a last reassuring smile and made his way to the exit. "I'll get Wansi then." He seemed to hesitate.
"You must make up your mind quickly, one way or another, though," he added, serious. "You're very close to your heat, if I'm not mistaken, and though I trust my brother's self-control, he's always been susceptible when it comes to you. If you decide you want him to leave, you should tell him, before it becomes too difficult for both of you. I don't want there to be any regrettable incidents."
Wei Wuxian swallowed, nodding.
"Do you have any other questions, before I go?"
Lan Xichen looked kindly on him, the sternness of a moment before melted away. Wei Wuxian considered, his mind racing, trying to remember everything he'd heard about Omega Heats.
"Oh," he said, smacking his head with his hand. "What about pregnancy? Surely if Lan Chan..."
He waved his hand vaguely. The Lans were a respectable family. They wouldn't want one of their leading sons having children out of wedlock.
"Of course," said Lan Xichen. "I should have mentioned that, but I forgot how little education and experience you have in these matters. Even after passing the heat with an alpha, there is a period of time during which a pregnancy can be prevented. There's a T."
"Oh," he was surprised. He hadn't heard of such a thing before, despite having been taught as an alpha. Surely someone would have told them if such a thing existed. He'd always been taught that taking an omega in heat is good as guaranteed a child.
"I never heard that before.
Perhaps it was a recent discovery."
"I'm not surprised. It's knowledge kept mostly to omegas and doctors. Some alphas would not like knowing their omegas had such a choice. So unless an omega tells their alpha partner directly, it's rare for one to find out."
"I see," Wei Wuxian exhaled, the complicated dance between alphas and omegas sounding exhausting, as it always had. He'd been content to let other alphas worry about their conquests, spending his time enjoying himself and exploring cultivation methods, demonic or otherwise.
"Thank you, Sewojun," he said and bowed to the other omega.
"Then I'll leave you," said Lan Xichen in return. "Mind what I said about Wansi. He's more fragile than he seems." With that, he turned and walked through the doorway, leaving Wei Wuxian to stare after him, trying to understand his exact meaning. He huffed to himself. Clearly, Lan Xichen thought Wei Wuxian was going to throw himself at his brother or take advantage of him. As if, after everything he'd done, everything he'd been through, he didn't have any self-control. Well, he'd show him who could control himself. He'd outlaw the Long clan with his self-restraint. It wasn't like he was going to jump on Long Wansi and just start... Well, that was ridiculous.
"Wansi?"
His brother's voice alerted Lan Wansi to his presence, drawing his attention up from the book he was skimming. He hurriedly shut the cover and tried to obscure the title from his brother's view.
"What's that?" asked Lan Xichen, not fooled by his behavior. "On omegas and their protectors, eh?"
He smiled down at him.
"Doing some hasty studying?"
Lan Wansi felt embarrassment rise in him, but he maintained his composure.
"I have read it before, but wanted to review certain particulars," he said.
"And was it helpful, or any of the other texts from that section of the library?" his brother asked. Lan Wansi lifted a shoulder in a gesture that was barely a shrug, but which he trusted his brother would understand.
"Do you have any questions you need answered? You know you can ask me as your brother and an omega."
Lan Wansi couldn't look his brother in the face.
"No." "Are you sure?"
He hesitated, torn between his own discomfort with the topic and his concern for Wei Wuxian. Wansi hesitated, torn between his anxiety and his pride.
"Is it painful?" he asked at last.
Lan Xichen cocked his head.
"Painful?
You mean a heat?
Long Wansi barely inclined his head in response. Well, it can be if an alpha isn't able to assist.
Long Wansi shook his head to indicate this hadn't been his meaning.
No, I mean, when an alpha does. He trailed off, unable to continue.
His brother looked at him, puzzled for a few more moments before blushing as he realized his meaning.
Oh, you mean to be...
He cut himself off with a tiny smile.
Ah, for the Omega, you mean? No, no, it's not painful. Especially not during heat, it's...
His brother's face darkened, his eyes far away.
It's very nice.
Long Wansi's heart was racing just at the thought. He stood, leaving the books he'd been searching through stacked on the table. He had some more things to fetch.
He did agree, he asked, turning back to his brother.
Panic washed over him as he realized he didn't know yet if Wei Wuxian would consent, if he would let him.
Oh, my apologies.
Lan Xichen pulled himself back to the present.
I spoke with him. I believe he has not yet made a decision.
Long Wansi stood, frozen, unsure how to respond to that. Lan Xichen gave him a sympathetic look.
You must understand, Wansi. He's very overwhelmed by the entire situation at the moment. He was very surprised when I told him you volunteered yourself as his companion.
Long Wansi's heart sunk in his chest. Surprised? Something of his distress must have shown because his brother continued.
I don't believe he's aware of your feelings, Wansi.
At this, he looked up and met his brother's gaze. It was rare for Lan Xichen to so openly refer to what they both understood to be true.
He was very concerned with the reasons you made the offer. He wants to speak with you.
A few seconds passed as Long Wansi listened to the pounding of his heart in his chest.
Do you think he...
wants me? The question finished in his own mind. After a moment, when he didn't continue, his brother spoke again, evidently understanding enough of his meaning.
I can't say what he feels with any certainty, other than that I know he is confused right now. But Wansi, you must let him know what you want. You need to tell him clearly before he makes any decision. It's only fair that he knows the truth before anything happens. You can't just let the heat make this decision for him. Unthinking desire isn't a firm enough foundation upon which to build love.
Wansi looked up at his brother, hearing something more than just brotherly advice and a clan leader's wisdom. He didn't know many details of his brother's private life, but he knew he hadn't always spent his heats alone, and he knew who he had spent them with. Both of the people he'd spent them with. He also knew that those visits had ended after tragedy had befallen one of them. He had wondered about how Lan Xichen fared since then, but told himself it was his own business. This was the first time he glimpsed an unspoken heartache from his brother, and wondered if he'd been too wrapped up in his own pain all these years to see his brother's suffering as well.
Brother, he said, making a gesture towards him.
But Lan Xichen shook his head and cut him off.
Your Omega is waiting, Wansi. Go, take care of him.
A deep longing stirred in Lung Wansi's breast. A desire to do just that, along with an ache at the thought that his brother had apparently lost the person who did that for him. But he didn't speak again, just made a bow and departed, headed towards the Xingxi to retrieve what he needed. Chapter 2 Wei Wuxian looked up at the sound of a footstep outside the cottage door. He let the pillows he was half-heartedly arranging on the bed fall from his hands as his heart rate spiked. He could tell the visitor by his sandalwood scent an instant before he was revealed. Long Wansi. The second Jade of Lan stood in the doorway, his guttine strapped to his back, his hands clutching an incredibly welcome sight, several jugs of Emperor's Smile.
Lan Chan,
Wei Wuxian exclaimed. His nerves fled as he spotted his favorite liquor.
You brought me wine? In the cloud recesses?
Long Wansi inclined his head and held out his offering. Wei Wuxian hurried over to take his prizes, scattering the jugs across the nearest table and ripping the cover off of one immediately.
Thank you, he said after taking a large swallow. You must have had this stash somewhere to get a hold of it so quickly, he commented slyly, watching for the other's reaction.
Long Wansi blinked but did not respond. Instead, he swung his instrument off his shoulder and laid it reverently on a low table. It suddenly hit Wei Wuxian all over again why Long Wansi was here, and his stomach did a flip.
He turned away to hide his nervousness and took another large gulp of wine.
Ah, thank you. Emperor's smile really is the best. Maybe it will help relax my muscles, he said, rubbing his lower back.
Belatedly, his words caught up to him, and he realized how they might have been interpreted as more obscene than he'd intended.
Oh, I mean, I meant I'm having muscle cramps. That's all I...
He bit off his stammering words. Longwansi still had his back to him, so he couldn't gauge his reaction. Not that he was particularly good at judging him on the best day.
I can play for you if you wish. May help. Longwansi finally spoke, finally looked at him. I know several songs that might be of use.
Wei Wuxian blinked at him, just staring for several seconds of quiet.
Ha, is that what you're here for, Lanshan? To play healing melodies?
He tried to make a joke out of it, but his words came out sharper than he'd intended. Longwansi looked down at the floor. Wei Wuxian threw himself down next to the table, pouring most of the rest of the wine down his throat. He was uncomfortable, in pain, hot, and had no idea what to do about the man awkwardly standing across the room from him. This hardly felt like a romantic tryst or a night of passion, more like an awkward date arranged by their families.
"Why are you here, Lanshan?" he sighed at last.
There was a silence.
"Do you want me to leave?" asked Longwansi.
He almost sounded offended. Wei Wuxian rubbed a hand over his face.
"I want to know what you're doing here," he repeated, letting some of his frustration out. "I want to know why you volunteered to—"
He waved a hand vaguely.
"Be with me."
He didn't look at Longwansi as he waited for his response. He had to remind himself not to hold his breath.
"Won't want to help you," said the other man at last. "I want to take care of you."
Wei Wuxian's eyes squeezed closed at this answer. As he thought, it was about charity, about selflessness. The noble Hong Guanjun giving of himself to help those in need. In this case, poor Wei Wuxian, cursed to an Omega's existence. Probably as retribution for his many terrible sins. He coughed a dry laugh, forcing a smile onto his face.
"I see," he said. "Well, I appreciate the thought, Hong Guanjun, but I'll be all right on my own."
He gathered all the dignity and attitude of the Yiling patriarch around him, remembering how it had felt in the past to stand alone against a sea of judgmental faces. Longwansi didn't reply and didn't move for quite a long time. Then Wei Wuxian heard the sound of his guillotine being lifted once more as he turned to go.
"Thank you for the wine," he added to the tall white-robed back.
He cursed himself a moment later because Longwansi's steps slowed and then stilled. He seemed to hesitate for long, breathless moments, then he spun back to face him.
"I want to stay," Longwansi said fiercely,
his voice seeming to tremble with some emotion Wei Wuxian couldn't identify. It shocked him so much that he dropped his haughty expression and stared at Longwansi in mystification.
"Why?"
he asked, for what seemed the 100th time. Longwansi frowned, a struggle showing in his face. And then, in one elegant movement, he swung his instrument once more off his back and dropped to a seated position. He sat on the floor matting right in the entryway and whipped the covering off his guillotine. He began to play, an elegant, slow tune that Wei Wuxian recognized immediately. It was the song he'd played on Defun Mountain, the song that had revealed his identity to Longwansi. The song Lanshan had written so long before and shared with him in the cave when they'd been so much younger. It was a thing of such beauty and sadness, intricately interwoven with Wei Wuxian's idea of Longwansi himself. It made his chest ache with longing. For the past, perhaps, for a more innocent time. His eyes had fallen closed when the song began, and he blinked his eyes open and looked at the man playing. Longwansi was staring directly at him as he played, his gaze intent, beseeching. The ache of the song was evident in his eyes, the longing reflected in his face. He was clearly trying to communicate something to him. It was too much. A lump filled Wei Wuxian's throat, and he had to shut his eyes again. So many images rose behind his eyes, so much that he had lost. As the song wound to a close, he cleared his throat and ripped the cover off a second bottle of wine, using it to wash the pain back down his throat. Silence rang loudly in the room as the last notes faded. He stared at his hand clutched tightly around the neck of the jug. It trembled slightly. He waited for Longwansi to speak, but nothing else came. He didn't know what he was supposed to take from this. He wished he would just leave him alone so he could get miserably drunk and probably cry himself to sleep.
Wang Xian.
Long Wanxi's voice was soft but still resonated in the silent room.
What?
He breathed.
The name of the song.
Wei Wuxian frowned to himself. He shook his head slightly as his mind spun.
Wang Xian,
he repeated slowly, almost under his breath. The implications. He stared at the surface of the table, not seeing it. Finally, after a long time, he looked up at Long Wanxi.
When?
He asked.
When did you name it?
Long Wanxi's eyes twitched, flicked away, and then back to him.
When I wrote it, he replied.
Wei Wuxian began to speak, to protest that it was impossible, but he stopped, his mouth falling open. He stared at Long Wanxi, who met his gaze.
You,
he said finally. His eyes grew hot, stinging. To his shame, he felt tears building behind them, but refused to let them fall.
Yes, said Long Wanxi, and Wei Wuxian gasped, nearly a sob, and he wasn't even entirely sure why.
And then, after another moment, he felt a splash against his hand and realized it was his own tear, and that he'd failed to hide how affected he was. He lifted his arm to cover his face as the tears began to fall faster.
Wei Ying,
exclaimed Long Wanxi, rushing over to him, his guttine thrown aside. He knelt in front of him, reaching out to his face as if to wipe the tears away, but Wei Wuxian turned aside, trying to hide still.
Wei Ying,
he repeated, his voice distressed. Wei Wuxian shook his head in helpless negation, but he felt himself crumple, falling forward against the white lawn sect robes. He buried his face in Long Wanxi's shoulder, then turned into his neck, as strong arms pulled him close and held him. The sobs racked his frame, and he realized, distantly, in some part of himself, that this was the first time he cried since being brought back. He couldn't have even said why he was weeping, who he was weeping for, but suddenly having Long Wanxi with him meant that he could. That perhaps he had always been there, willing to catch him, to hold him like this, and he hadn't even known. Long Wanxi gently stroked his hair, and it felt so nice Wei Wuxian didn't really want to move, even after he'd started to calm down. That took longer than it really should have, but eventually he took a deep breath and pushed himself away from the warm, comforting body, wiping his eyes and turning his face away from Long Wanxi.
I'm sorry, he said.
There was a pause. He was still very close to Long Wanxi, almost within the circle of his arms, though they had fallen away from him when he moved.
Don't have to apologize, came the soft reply, finally.
Wei Wuxian shook his head. He risked a quick glance up at the alpha's face. It was impassive as ever, seemingly calm, except for the eyes. Long Wanxi's golden eyes seemed to shimmer, though from what cause he couldn't tell. Wei Wuxian shifted his legs slightly, and that sent a thrum of pain through his core. His muscles clenched, forcefully reminding him of his current predicament and what Long Wanxi was doing there in the first place.
He
groaned, doubling over. Damn it. Asked Long Wanxi with concern.
The heat. Getting ready for it. My muscles have been cramping for hours.
To his surprise, Long Wanxi's hand closed tightly around his upper arm, and the man stood, pulling him up as well. He staggered to his feet, his mouth open to protest. But before he could form words, Long Wanxi had scooped him up in his arms and was carrying him.
What? Hey!
He craned his neck around, trying to see where they were going, but he only got a glimpse of the bed before he was being lowered to its surface.
Lan Chan!
He cried as he looked behind him. His stomach turned over, suddenly wondering at Long Wanxi's intentions. There was certainly a lot implied in the act of carrying him like a maiden to the bed in this way. Part of him felt a certain excitement, but just then another jolt of pain shot up his spine and he curled up on his side. Long Wanxi seemed not to react to his suffering, but placed a broad hand on his back and pushed him over, rolling so he was face down in the bedding.
Lan Chan, look!
He tried to protest, but his words cut off when two strong hands gripped his hips, tugging him down closer to Long Wanxi's body. Was this man really going to fuck him just like this, so suddenly? It didn't seem possible, and yet very little in this entire situation seemed likely.
Wait, he said, but then the hands moved to the globes of his ass and dug in, hard. He couldn't help shouting at the sensation. It was surprising and a little painful and also good. Lan Chan, he whimpered. If this was how it was going to be, if this was how it worked, if Lan Guanzi had lost his reason due to his alpha nature, well, he'd just have to take it, he supposed. And then the hands dug in again, kneading the tight muscles of his rear. The fingertips dug in deeper, pressing against tender spots. Wei Wuxian was moaning, trying at once to shift himself away and pressing against that touch. Better, asked Lan Guanzi from above him, and he let out a huge breath of relief. He laughed weakly.
Maybe?
Tell me where, instructed Lan Guanzi firmly. What a thing to have said to you when your ass is being massaged so forcefully. Down, said an evil little voice from deep inside him. Actually, up some, by my spine, he said instead. Lan Guanzi's hands moved, the massage becoming slightly less obscene. He groaned loudly as Lan Guanzi's thumbs pressed into two pressure points on either side of his tailbone.
Yes, oh, like that, Lan Chan.
For a while, Wei Wuxian lost himself in the pleasure of his muscles relaxing, the release of the pain and tension that had become a constant background of the last couple of days. Eventually, though, as the pain faded and he became more relaxed, other parts of his body seemed to wake up. He continued to make soft moans in response to Lan Guanzi's hands, but he became more aware of just where he was being touched, of where Lan Guanzi's thighs straddled his own. When Lan Guanzi moved his hands to the top of his thighs, following the tension under his skin, his thumbs pressed into the sensitive inner flesh between his legs. Wei Wuxian couldn't help bucking at that, driving his half-hard cock against the bed, his movement slightly obscene. Lan Guanzi's hands stilled for just a second and then kept going. After another minute, Lan Guanzi lifted the edge of Wei Wuxian's robes, slowly, and then briskly flicking them aside when Wei Wuxian didn't protest. Now those concealing layers were gone, and only his undershirt and trousers separated his skin from Lan Guanzi's hands.
I have oil, if you want, said the man leaning over him, his voice a touch rough. Immediately an image went through Wei Wuxian's mind, of Lan Guanzi's hands coated in oil, dipping down, using them as men did when they wanted to fuck. Or so he'd read. But he wouldn't need any oil now, he knew. He could feel how wet he was. Knew if Lan Guanzi pressed anything between his cheeks, he would feel that moisture, his slick of arousal, of his heat. Wei Wuxian couldn't help it. He was rock hard, shifting himself against the bed in tiny little movements. Movements surely Lan Guanzi could feel. He let out a breath and a sigh, pressing his hot face against the sheets. He couldn't deny what he wanted in that moment, at least not to himself. Not anymore.
Wei Ying, breathed Lan Guanzi from above him. Silence fell between them, the only sound his own breathing and heartbeat thudding in his ears.
Lan Chan, he replied, keeping his eyes closed, but turning his head further to the side. A light touch of a hand on his hip and he bucked up against it entirely unconsciously. The hand gripped at him hard, and he heard the breath driven from Lan Guanzi's lungs. He opened his eyes and looked behind him. Lan Guanzi's face was stricken, teeth gritted, mouth open, body held stiffly in a half-crouch over him. Shamelessly, Wei Wuxian arched his spine, pressing his ass backwards, reaching for any contact he could make. He bumped hard against Lan Guanzi's hips, feeling an unmistakable hardness in the center, against the curve of one cheek. Lan Guanzi jerked backwards, both hands now digging into his hips, holding Wei Wuxian down. Golden eyes flicked up in a panic, meeting his own. They were both frozen for several long moments. Wei Wuxian held his breath. Which way would things break? Surely Lan Guanzi would pull away, repulsed by his shamelessness, rethinking his offer. Another second and he was sure this was it. He could feel the hands on his hips shaking, or was that himself trembling? And then Lan Guanzi came forward, almost falling his dead weight against him, draping over his twisted back, his mouth reaching for Wei Wuxian's own, and they were kissing. Sloppily, awkwardly, not quite able to reach, but their mouths were touching, tongues meeting. Lan Guanzi released his hips and brought a hand to his neck, pulling Wei Wuxian closer. He twisted and rolled under the weight of Lan Guanzi's body, a cramp in his abdomen completely ignored as he pressed his lips fully to the alpha's. He lost himself in the wet heat of Lan Guanzi's mouth,
the scrape of teeth against his lips, the press of a thick tongue into him. He wrapped his arms and a leg around the body on top of him, pulling him down, pressing his front to him. Both of them were hard, and they were soon shamelessly thrusting against each other, breathless in their kiss. But they didn't break apart. Wei Wuxian felt like he was being devoured by a starving man, Long Wanzi determined to taste every last bit of him, to suck sustenance from him. The hard grip on the back of his neck didn't let him pull away, not that he wanted to. He'd never felt this kind of desire, this kind of need. He certainly had never imagined calm and collected Long Wanzi could contain this much hunger. The pleasure climbed higher and higher. They rocked together in a faster rhythm. He had a hand on Long Wanzi's lower back, pressing him down, holding him hard, demanding the friction he craved right where he needed it. He could feel shudders passing through Long Wanzi's entire frame, making the rhythm of his hips jerky and stuttered. And then, with little warning, the pressure shot through him and Wei Wuxian was crying out. His body bowed up as he climaxed, Long Wanzi's mouth at his throat. Just as the wave had almost passed him, the body above him stiffened as well, and Long Wanzi made a choked sound against his skin. Wei Wuxian clutched at the fabric of his robes, holding him tightly, suddenly desperately wishing they weren't clothed, that he could feel Long Wanzi's release on his skin or even inside of him. Just that thought made him whimper softly, face pressed to the shoulder of the man on top of him. After several long, breathless moments, their limbs relaxed gradually until they were boneless and panting. The weight of Long Wanzi, now fully resting on him, was heavy, crushing, not allowing him to draw a full breath. He must have made some noise of complaint because Long Wanzi made an apologetic sound and began to roll off of him, but he grabbed onto him hard and didn't let him move. "I like it," he said into the quiet between them. "Don't move yet." Long Wanzi acquiesced. As the absurdity of their situation and the discomfort of his damp trousers pressed themselves on his attention, Wei Wuxian let out a soft laugh. He felt a slight tension in the muscles under his hands, so he reached up and planted a quick kiss on Long Wanzi's cheek. "Is this a heat?" he asked, still smiling. "Is this what it's like?" Replied Long Wanzi with a slight shake of his head. "Not yet, we'd know." "You sure? Because, wow, that happened fast." He laughed again with just a trace of nerves. Soft lips brushed against the gland on his neck, and Wei Wuxian's eyelids fluttered closed. "I'd know." "Well," Wei Wuxian mused, "that's good then." Long Wanzi hummed a query, clearly not following him. "I mean that our first time wasn't just because of the heat. I mean," he hurriedly continued, "not that it was really our first time. Or it was, I guess, but it depends on what you mean by first time. I mean, I guess a lot of people would say we have to actually, you know, and it's not like we even really touched each other." Long Wanzi cut him off with a firm kiss, inserting his tongue between Wei Wuxian's lips. After a rather pleasant time, Wei Wuxian pulled away and continued in a softer voice. "I just meant that we know we really wanted it." "Always wanted it," murmured Long Wanzi, not making eye contact. "Really?" Wei Wuxian's voice came out in more of a breathless gasp than he'd intended. He'd wanted to ask for clarification, for specifics, but there seemed to be a lump in his throat keeping him from speaking. With a heave, Long Wanzi pushed himself up and off of him before he could reply, or pull him back down for more kissing. "Need to clean up," the tall figure said with his back to the bed and headed for the door to the bathroom. "Wait," he called weakly, but he was already gone. Wei Wuxian could hear the sound of water splashing and filling something. He squirmed on the bed, the stickiness in his trousers growing uncomfortable. He didn't know if he should try to strip them off and clean himself while Long Wanzi was gone or not, but in another minute he appeared back in the doorway, looking far too pristine and collected for what had just passed between them. "You should bathe," he said, gesturing to the small room. Wei Wuxian rose to investigate and found a wooden tub filled with water. A bamboo spout protruded from the wall to carry water directly here, and Long Wanzi had drawn a bath for him. "Thank you," he called over his shoulder. He reached down to test the water and found it was cold, though not quite as cold as the cold springs. He winced. "Typical lawn sect," he thought. He supposed it would be too difficult for anyone to carry heated water all the way out to this remote spot, but this also probably had something to do with the sect's views on self-denial and the importance of suffering or something. All the same, he lowered himself into the water and washed as quickly as he could. The dust from the road was removed, along with the evidence of their grinding. He heard a careful step behind him and looked up in time to see Longwanzi placing a clean white robe on a hook for him, his eyes carefully averted from the tub. "Thank you, Lanchan," he called out cheerily to the fleeing back. He hoped Longwanzi wasn't going to be too embarrassed throughout this entire ordeal. Or maybe it would be fun to tease him if he was. Wei Wuxian returned to the bedroom, clad in the single layer of the white Gusulan robe. He yawned, a sudden sleepiness sinking into him. He flung himself onto the bed and made himself comfortable. He could hear movement from the other part of the cottage, but he didn't let it concern him. He curled up and drifted to a peaceful sleep. He was awoken by a hand on his shoulder and a deep voice calling his name. He pulled himself out of sleep and cracked his eyelids open to peer at Longwanzi, kneeling at the side of the bed. He was holding a tray which held a bowl of steaming liquid.
"Eat," Longwanzi inclined his head towards the bowl. "Important."
Lanchan, I was sleeping.
"Eat," the other man repeated, sternly. Wei Wuxian heaved a long-suffering sigh, but sat up to take the bowl. It held a clear broth with only a light fragrance. He truly didn't feel hungry, which was strange enough for him, but he dutifully sipped at the soup. It was refreshing, if bland and uninspiring. He started to replace the bowl on the tray when he drank 3/4 of it, but the look Longwanzi gave him was so fierce he took it back and finished every drop.
"Lanchan takes care of me so well," he sighed, leaning back into the pillows. "He's such an attentive alpha."
He grinned at the color that bloomed on Longwanzi's ears. The alpha ignored his comment and stood up to carry the tray away.
"Lanchan, are you coming back?" he called after him.
He replied over his shoulder.
In another minute, he was back, standing just inside the door of the room.
"Could play for you," he said.
I'd rather you just come here," said Wei Wuxian, patting the bed next to him.
For some reason, he expected Longwanzi to hesitate or bulk, but he came forward without complaint, sitting on the edge of the mattress. Wei Wuxian reached up and pulled him down.
"Want you to hold on to me," he said with a pout.
Obediently, Longwanzi's arms came around him, and he was pulled half onto his chest. Wei Wuxian made a happy sound and snuggled into his body.
"Wei Ying," said a small voice that resonated under his ear. "You want me to stay?"
The question surprised a laugh out of Wei Wuxian.
You can still ask that?"
"Making sure," came the sober response.
"Right," he mumbled.
He pushed himself up on his elbows and looked down at Longwanzi's face.
"Lanchan, will you please stay with me during my heat? And take care of me?"
He felt his cheeks heat.
"And do me over and over like a dutiful alpha?"
He fluttered his eyelashes at Longwanzi and then burst into laughter at his own act.
Longwanzi grabbed onto his wrist and he looked back up at his serious face. "I will," he said gruffly.
"Oh," replied Wei Wuxian. "Good."
It was almost a whisper, he spoke so quietly. And then he laid his head back down on Longwanzi's chest and closed his eyes. His heart pounded as he considered just what he'd done, what he'd agreed to. He smiled to himself. He wasn't afraid, not with Longwanzi. No, if anything, he was excited. His heart slowed gradually to match the steady heartbeat under his ear, and eventually he drifted back to sleep. Longwanzi lay in the stillness, the only sound the rhythmic breathing of the man in his arms, of Wei Ying in his arms. He trembled slightly, the full weight of what had passed between them catching up to him. How many times had he imagined this, just this, holding Wei Wuxian as he slept? And the rest, of course, kissing him till they were both breathless, pressing him down, letting him feel how much Longwanzi wanted him. In his imagination, Wei Wuxian had been larger, stronger, sometimes fighting him with an equal strength, an alpha like himself. But now he was slighter, smaller, an omega who triggered all the protective instincts he possessed. Part of him wished there was no heat coming. Part of him wished he could attribute Wei Ying's behavior entirely to his own feelings and not the driving need of the heat. but part of him was simply grateful for anything he could get. He would give his love whatever he needed, would make this the best experience he possibly could. And after? He tried his best to put the thought away. He didn't need anything in return. Wei Ying was back. He was here in his arms. He hadn't refused him, hadn't sent him away even when he confessed the length and depth of his feelings. If all Wei Ying wanted was a heat companion, then he would give him that. It was more than he'd ever dreamed of having until a few short weeks ago. It would be enough. Chapter 3 Wei Wuxian groaned and thrust forward, driving his length between the perfect lips that surrounded him. Everything was hot and enclosed and dark. He couldn't tell exactly where the body of his partner was. All that he could see of him was his face, mouth open to allow his cock inside. Lung Wanzi looked beatific, even when sucking cock. Something thrust into him from behind as well, filling him up perfectly. He felt on the edge of release, and then...
Wei Ying.
The low voice pierced his dream first, and then a hand was shaking his shoulder. Lan Chan, he groaned. And for a moment the dream and reality were blended, and he was still thrusting forward into that mouth instead of against the other man's thigh.
Wei Ying,
repeated the Alpha, and this time the voice had something rougher about it. Gods, Lan Chan, I was having the best dream. He thrust again against Lung Wanzi's thigh, which was pressed up between his legs in response.
What dream?
You... He saw Lung Wanzi's eyes widen almost imperceptibly. You had your mouth around me. Wei Wuxian felt his face grow hotter and only then realized how warm he was all over. Sweat had pooled under him and his robe was sticking to him in places. Lung Wanzi was still for a moment and then he moved, pressing Wei Wuxian to his back and snaking a hand down between them.
Here?
He asked, placing his hand directly over Wei Wuxian's hard cock. His breath caught, wondering if he were still dreaming somehow. Then he shuddered and whimpered, pressing up into the touch. Without any more hesitation, Lung Wanzi was pulling open the robe covering Wei Wuxian, not bothering to untie it at the side, but merely tugging forcefully until it came free. Lan Chan, he gasped. The white, nearly transparent fabric parted, leaving his whole body on display, his erection standing proudly in the center, red and moist. Lung Wanzi's gaze was focused on it, and for a moment he just stared. But it was the hunger in his gaze that sent another rush of heat all through Wei Wuxian's limbs and sent a trickle of slick into the space between his thighs. Lan Chan, he whined, not above begging if it got him touched again. Part of him was convinced for an instant that Lung Wanzi was going to turn away, to come to his senses and realize this was madness. But just as the terror of that sent a chill to his heart, the tall torso of the man in front of him bent forward. Lung Wanzi's hair fell around his face, hiding his activity from Wei Wuxian's eyes, but in another moment he felt the touch of soft lips on the head of his cock, pressing a firm kiss to the tender flesh. He couldn't help bucking his hips up a little at that, and Lung Wanzi jerked up, startled. "Sorry," he said, forcing his body back down to lie flat on the bed. He couldn't believe the desire that surged through him, how badly he wanted Lung Wanzi to touch him. When he felt the touch of a hand, gripping him at the base and angling him up, he moaned in gratitude. A light, feather-light flutter of a wet tongue flicked across his skin, right where he was most sensitive. "Yes," he moaned, digging his hands into the bedding to keep himself under control. And then Lung Wanzi was taking him into his mouth, and it was hot and wet, and he hissed at the graze of teeth along the top.
Sorry, Lung Wanzi had released him to say it.
No, no, it's fine. Please don't stop. He needed it. Needed it so much. It was nearly killing him not to thrust up, not to just grab the Alpha by the head and drive between his lips. He drew on years of cultivation practice, long years of fighting the demonic power inside him, all his willpower and self-control. He couldn't scare Lan Chan away. He couldn't bear it. This time there weren't any teeth, and Lung Wanzi took him almost entirely into his mouth. Wei Wuxian keened and reached out to bury his hands into Lung Wanzi's hair. He very gently guided Lung Wanzi's movements to encourage him to pull off and then take him back inside. He scrabbled in the incredibly soft, fine hair for purchase and pulled away the strands blocking his view, and, oh, he'd thought it had been a sight in his dream, but in reality it was so much more. Longwanzi's eyes were heavily lidded, his eyelashes dark against his cheek. His lips were red and wet as they slid over his cock, wet trails left in their wake. His cheeks hollowed as he sucked, making Wei Wuxian's vision blur for a second. But then he was back, staring as the most perfect, beautiful man in the cultivation world worshipped at his cock with his mouth. "Lan Chan," he breathed. Golden eyes flicked up at him and, oh, fierce eyes, a soft mouth. Wei Wuxian was lost for sure. "So good," he muttered, his intended teasing forgotten in the wake of this perfection. It went on, getting better and better as they found a rhythm together, as Longwanzi seemed to learn what would draw gasps and moans from him. Something was missing. Wei Wuxian reached down with one hand, reached behind himself to touch his opening, so slick now. He pressed and moaned, his body responding with a shudder. Longwanzi jerked his head up and frowned at him. "I need," he began. His hips lifted of their own accord. Longwanzi's gaze focused, seeming to understand him. His hand reached between Wei Wuxian's legs, batting aside his own clumsy fingers and pressing against his entrance. "Yes," he hissed. "Please, yes." A finger prodded him, testing and teasing into the slick muscle, and then all at once slipping inside. Wei Wuxian moaned his approval. The touch was strange, but exactly what his body was craving. Except it wasn't enough. "More," he pleaded and heard Longwanzi's breath catch. Then a second finger pressed into him, feeling much more like what he wanted. After another moment, that perfect mouth was back on his cock and his dream had become reality. Except it was so much better for being so real. Pleasure spiraled around Wei Wuxian and he couldn't really separate them out anymore. Which part of that sensation was the mouth around him and which part the fingers filling him? It didn't matter. Longwanzi was moving his fingers inside him, stroking him in a way that made his breath catch. He became aware only slowly that he was speaking, mumbling continually, half-phrases and nonsense. And then he couldn't manage even that because he couldn't catch his breath properly, and then he exploded into light, his shout ringing off the rafters. The climax was strong, but didn't last that long, it seemed. His vision returned, and he saw Longwanzi still suckling at him, tongue swiping out to capture a missed drop of seed. He tugged at his hair, pulling him up and off. Longwanzi looked up at him with an expression that was almost a pout. His breath caught, but he kept tugging until he could reach him for a kiss. He had to taste himself in Longwanzi's mouth, had to have that proof of it all. Longwanzi's mouth was impossibly wet, lips slippery against his and tongue tasting bitter. He kissed Wei Wuxian hard, a hard grip on his head with both hands. As they kissed sloppily, he became aware of the hard length pressing against him through the cloth of Longwanzi's robes. It brushed against his still hard cock, making him moan into his mouth. "Lan Chan," he whispered in between the press of lips. "Let me do the same for you. I want to taste you." He felt the way Longwanzi shuddered at those words and was already rolling them by the time the alpha nodded. He pressed Longwanzi to his back, then reached down to loosen his robes, unwrapping him as eagerly as a gift. He let himself look at the toned torso and stomach of the beautiful man under him for a moment, before pulling the robe open the rest of the way. Longwanzi had done without trousers when he'd cleaned himself earlier, so there was nothing blocking his view of his erect cock. His lovely, large, alpha cock. He'd felt him earlier when they'd been grinding against one another, but he hadn't fully appreciated how much larger Longwanzi was than himself. He thought he was even significantly larger than Wei Wuxian had been when he'd been an alpha, in his previous body. He experienced a moment of trepidation, a fear that he wouldn't possibly be able to take a cock this size, no matter if he was in heat or not, no matter how wet. And, oh, he was wet. Slick ran down his thighs as he knelt next to Longwanzi. But he wouldn't be a coward. He was an Omega now, meant for this, wasn't he? He pushed aside the nervousness and bent down to kiss Longwanzi's cock near the tip. He looked up to take in his reaction and saw that the alpha was biting his bottom lip. He grinned, then bent down and licked a long stripe from the base of the knot to the tip. He continued like this, using his hand and mouth to tease, suckling and kissing and licking up and down the impressive length. He sucked in the loose, delicate skin hanging around the deflated knot at the base of the cock, satisfaction flaring in his chest when he heard the way Longwanzi's breath caught. He could remember how sensitive he had been there, though he'd never had anyone's mouth close to his cock when he'd been an alpha.
"Turn around,"
came the brusque order from above.
"Hmm?"
he asked, and then followed the gestured instructions from Lung Wansi and turned around so his rear faced Lung Wansi's head, still kneeling next to him. Though his face flushed with the feeling of exposure, he returned his mouth to its work, taking the head of the cock into his mouth entirely, working a few inches in and out. A gentle hand cupped the curve of his ass, and then first one and then two fingers worked their way inside him. He moaned, the sound muffled by the heavy length in his mouth. He couldn't seem to get much of Longwansi's cock into his mouth, but he did his best, switching to licking and using his hand when his jaw got too sore. The fingers moved in and out of him deliciously, keeping him breathless and making him moan when they angled just right. But then they withdrew, and he turned around to whine a protest. But Longwansi was tugging on his hip, directing him to straddle his head. He let himself be guided into position, and then his cock was slipping back into Longwansi's talented mouth once more. He moaned, gratefully, and went back to sucking with renewed vigor. He wanted to make Longwansi feel as good as he already did. Didn't want to be outshone in this new form of competition between them. For a while they found a balanced rhythm, Wei Wuxian rocking forward and taking the thick cock as far into his mouth as he could, before shifting back, sliding his cock deep into Lung Wansi's mouth. And then he felt a prodding at his rim again, and Lung Wansi had reached up to slide a thumb into him. He nearly choked, the penetration felt so good, and he had to pull off to catch his breath.
"Oh, Lan Chan, fuck, that's not fair. I'm supposed to be getting you off, and instead you're going to make me come again?"
His cock slipped free of the hot mouth.
"My duty," said Lung Wansi.
"Hmm, is this work for you?"
he asked, teasing.
"If it's too much trouble, I could just leave you alone."
Lung Wansi didn't respond, but he suddenly grasped Wei Wuxian's hips in both hands and pulled him back. His mouth pressed hard, shockingly, against his sodden entrance. He cried out as a broad tongue swiped across the ring of muscle. Then it licked again and again. He keened, the sensation incredible. Wei Wuxian was completely thrown by this act, which seemed so depraved, so beyond his own imagining, and yet Lung Wansi, of all people, was laving his hole with his tongue enthusiastically.
"Lan Chan," he gasped, not sure what he was begging for, but fairly sure he was begging.
The tongue pressed deeper, stabbing into the center, past the rim, wiggling into him. Wei Wuxian panted, all his intentions of pleasuring Lung Wansi forgotten, not able to concentrate on anything more than the sensation washing over him.
"Oh, fuck, Lan Chan, I can't believe you're... oh, so good."
Lung Wansi pressed harder, more fiercely, lips and tongue working, almost desperately. The pleasure was climbing higher, and Wei Wuxian reached a hand down to his cock to stroke himself. He was instantly right on the brink of orgasm, and a handful more strokes and he was shooting hot and hard onto Lung Wansi's chest. Lung Wansi didn't stop the movements of his mouth, but kept licking him through the climax until he was a quivering mess. He felt a flood of slick escape him when he came, of which Lung Wansi had swallowed a large portion. Eventually, he couldn't take it anymore and pushed himself away from the alpha, collapsing to the bedding at his side, curling up almost in a defensive posture. He squeezed his eyes shut as his heart thudded and he tried to catch his breath.
"I'm so bad at this," he moaned. "You haven't even come once yet."
A rustle of fabric and movement, and then the shadow of Lung Wansi leaning over him. He opened his eyes to look up into the fierce gaze of Lung Wansi propped up above him. Lung Wansi just looked at him for a long moment, something unreadable in his eyes. And then Lung Wansi was grabbing his legs and forcing them apart, pressing his body in between his slick, wet thighs.
"Lan Chan,"
he protested, caught by surprise. But Lung Wansi ignored him, pressing his legs up into the sides, until he could press his thick cock to his hole, and without a moment of hesitation began sliding into him. Lord, he was big. Wei Wuxian's body burned with the stretch, all air driven from his lungs.
"Lan Chan, please, I can't... Oh, you're too big."
His head thrashed from side to side as he cried out, but Lung Wansi continued to move slowly but determinedly, deeper and deeper. He had fallen to his elbows, hair brushing Wei Wuxian's face and neck. He looked up into his face and saw the usually serene face of Lung Wansi clenched in something that resembled pain. Wei Wuxian reached up to him, sliding his fingers into his hair, and pulled him into a kiss, his objections forgotten. Long Wanxi's body froze as their mouths met, his tongue swiping into his mouth hungrily. Wei Wuxian wrapped his arms around his shoulders, pulling him closer. And then the movement began again, the long, slow press of his cock making Wei Wuxian's mouth fall open to be kissed deeper. When Long Wanxi was finally as deep inside him as he could get, all of him except for the flare of his knot, Wei Wuxian gave something like a sob. It wasn't from pain, exactly, or even pleasure, just intensity. There was a deep satisfaction in being filled so deeply, so thoroughly. He'd never felt so vulnerable in his life, not even with a sword to his throat. He felt like Long Wanxi could easily take him to pieces in this moment with a thought. One cruel word would split him in two. "Wei Ying," whispered the man in question against his throat. "Yes," he replied, breathless. "Mine," Long Wanxi whispered fiercely. "Yes," he gasped. "Yes, please." He shifted his hips and the change in angle made his thighs tremble. "Oh, please, Lan Chan, move. Move for me." And he did, his cock withdrawing in a long, slow pull, and then snapping back into him hard. "Ah!" His vision went white. "Yes, again!" And Long Wanxi obeyed. Over and over, the alpha drove into him, both of them clutching hard for purchase on their sweat-soaked skin. Long Wanxi's fingers dug bruises into his thighs, holding him in place, in the right position for optimal pounding. They both moaned and panted, mouths pressing together or into each other's necks and shoulders. Wei Wuxian was overtaken by pleasure, again and again, small explosions rocking him, his cock leaking seed almost continuously. Long Wanxi's mouth sucked at his neck, teeth nipping at his skin. He thrashed and shook, Long Wanxi holding him down with his body and his hands and his teeth. And then, when he had been pushed beyond words, he felt Long Wanxi thrust extra hard and a thicker bulb slipped into him. The alpha above him stiffened, and then several short thrusts later he shouted. His knot swelled, driving the breath from Wei Wuxian's lungs as he thrashed at the white-hot, confusing combination of pain and pleasure. He could feel Long Wanxi pumping hot seed into him as his knot ground against that extra sensitive spot inside him. He felt himself release one final time, the sticky fluid joining the rest of the mess between their bodies. The body on top of him stilled, but Wei Wuxian still had his eyes squeezed shut, flashes of lights and colors pulsing across his vision. He thought he might pass out. His muscles were locked into stiffness, and his fingernails dug into the flesh of Long Wanxi's shoulders. He only got his breath back in stuttering gasps as the intensity of the sensation around the alpha's knot began to fade. He gulped for air like a fish, and only then realized there were tears escaping his eyes and falling down his cheeks. He and Long Wanxi were still locked together by the knot filling and stretching him. Long Wanxi pushed himself up on one arm to look at him. "Wei Ying," he called softly, wiping the tears away. "Did I harm you?" Wei Wuxian would have laughed at that if he'd had the breath and the energy. He could feel the deep throb of Long Wanxi's cock and knot inside him, his body aching from being stretched beyond limits. He couldn't believe how full he felt. It was as if half his body was Long Wanxi, as if he were nothing but a hollow shell around his alpha's cock. He felt hot and wet down there, as well as an immense pressure. When he shifted his hips, he hissed at the movement of the knot. He couldn't even tell if the feeling was pain or intense pleasure, as if those categories had no meaning for him anymore. "Wei Ying," repeated Long Wanxi, more worried. "I think I'm okay," he managed. "It's weird. Intense." Long Wanxi stroked his temple and his hair. "Would it help if we moved?" he asked.
Probably not, but I would enjoy being able to breathe again," he replied, and together they managed to roll over onto their sides.
The action made Wei Wuxian's vision go blurred again, and he thought again for a moment he was losing consciousness.
I've never felt anything," he mumbled, "like foreign energy almost trying to possess you, feeling wrong and yet electrifying, but... you know, in my ass."
He felt a puff of breath against his hair as Long Wanxi reacted to his words.
"What's it like for you?" he asked.
He focused on Long Wanxi's face as his eyelids fluttered closed. There was a long silence.
"Can't describe," Long Wanxi said at last.
"Yeah,"
he agreed. Long Wanzi stroked a hand absently up and down his spine. Wei Wuxian hummed, feeling like he should say something else, but as if the right words were far away from him at that moment. He looked up at the face so close to him, into the golden eyes watching him. He marveled at the beauty of them, of the intimacy of the moment. He'd never felt like this before. He didn't have any words to label it, even if he'd felt able to speak. So after a moment, he smiled, lips curving up in a grin. And then he watched as Long Wanzi's lips curved too, only slightly, but more than he'd ever seen. His own smile grew wider, and he laughed a little, joy filling his heart and making him light. He brought a hand up to cup Long Wanzi's perfect porcelain face. Even sparkling with sweat and with his hair everywhere, he was perfection. He ran his thumb over Long Wanzi's lips, which gave him that slight smile again. Then they leaned together and their lips met, gently and reverently. After that, Wei Wuxian felt his eyelids growing heavy. He let them fall closed and drifted, vaguely aware of the pressure inside him whenever they shifted, but mostly just relaxing and letting himself float away. Long Wanzi shifted his hips, moving inside Wei Wuxian slightly. He'd never imagined how this would feel, being locked inside of his partner, the hug of warmth around his entire length, unlike any other sensation. He could still climax again, he felt, could fill up his omega with more and more seed. But Wei Ying's eyes were closed, his mouth open in unselfconscious sleep. He didn't want to wake him. He'd have other opportunities. So he closed his eyes and held Wei Ying tight, regulating his breathing and moving his qi around his body. In time, he felt his knot softening. He waited until he was entirely soft and then eased himself from Wei Ying's body. A small flood of fluid escaped as well, a mixture of his own white seed and Wei Ying's natural slick. Long Wanzi carefully extricated himself from the sleeping Omega's arms and went in search of washcloths. He cleaned himself up and donned a robe before carrying a basin of water and several cloths back to the bed. He gently sponged at Wei Ying's body, cleaning every trace of their debauchery from his skin. He thought Wei Ying might wake up as he swiped the cloth over his most sensitive parts, but he only sighed in his sleep and rolled around. Long Wanzi's breath came fast and shallow as he stroked Wei Ying's inner thighs, his buttocks, his puffy hole. This was intimacy beyond his wild imagining, beyond the taking of the Omega even, as transcendent as the experience had been. Long Wanzi took every pain he could to make Wei Ying clean and comfortable. He cleaned the most obvious traces of their passion from the bedding as well, not wanting to disturb Wei Ying to change the sheets. Then he lay back down next to his love and pulled him against his chest once more. Wei Ying snuggled into him in a way that made his breath catch. He bent his head and placed a chaste kiss to his hair before closing his own eyes to get some rest. Chapter 4 Wei Wuxian opened his eyes and had no idea where he was for a moment. Then the combination of the rich, musky sandalwood scent and the warmth of a body pressing against him brought it all back. He was in bed with Long Wanzi, was naked in bed with him, was hard and dripping for him, actually. A flash of a memory rose, of himself as a teen teasing Long Wanzi. He grinned, then pressed closer to the naked figure next to him, his erection sliding against a soft thigh. Lan Chan, he called softly. The eyelids of the beautiful man fluttered. Lan Chan, your omega needs you. He brought one of his legs over Long Wanzi's, pressing his cock and balls more firmly against him. He was slick everywhere, and he left trails of wetness on Long Wanzi's skin. He felt as if his whole body was on fire with need. He supposed this was why they called it a heat. Long Wanzi shifted, curling into him, one hand coming down to grasp his leg. Wei Wuxian rutted against him and felt Long Wanzi's cock, still flexible but growing larger. He grinned to himself and pulled away from the alpha's grasp. Long Wanzi made an adorable noise of protest, but he ignored him, ducking down to get his lips on his quickly hardening length. Wei Ying, he heard from above him, a hiss, and then a groan of pleasure, contradicting the reproach his name had carried. He took Long Wanzi as deeply into his mouth as he could, feeling him hardening on his tongue, growing too large, forcing his jaw wider. He moved his tongue as much as he could, lazily sucking and licking, wanting to hear more of Long Wanzi's pleasure. To his delight, a hand fell onto the back of his head, encouraging his movements, guiding him gently. He let his mouth fall slack, let Longwansi steer him as he desired. Then, with a jerk, the hand yanked him off the cock. "Hey," he said, but didn't get anything else out before he was shoved over, his face pressed into the sheet as the weight of Longwansi's body covered him. He sucked in a breath and then expelled it all at once as that thick cock slipped past the ring of muscle of his entrance. His body didn't resist at all, easily allowing itself to be filled to bursting once more. Wei Wuxian groaned as Longwansi drove forward, filling and stretching him inch by inch, never seeming to run out of more to fill him with. Perhaps he should have felt mistreated by such a sudden violation without any warning. Perhaps he should feel used and abused. But the truth was that his body sang with pleasure at this rough handling, and in his chest burned something, something close to pride to know that his alpha, that Lan Chan, Hang Wanjun, wanted him badly enough to lose control like this. "Hang Wanjun," he cried out once he had the breath for it. "Lan Chan, Lan Arguga." His voice was strained to his own ears, breathless and desperate. The only response he received from the man on top of him was a grunt, and then teeth digging into his shoulder, so near to his scent gland. Longwansi bit down, forcing another cry from him. "Please," he whispered. "Please, Lan Chan, I don't know if I can take it. Oh, please do it." He was babbling, but something in that must have sounded like a command, because Longwansi began moving in earnest, fucking him with his thick length, driving into his tender parts again and again. Wei Wuxian was beside himself with ecstasy, moaning and hissing nonsense. He couldn't move much under the weight of the body on top of him, so he could barely press back or evade the thrusts. He could only let himself be used, and used he was. The longer it went on, the more wild the noises that came from Longwansi's throat, and the harder and more desperate Wei Wuxian became. "Please, please, please," he chanted in time with the drive of those powerful hips. Longwansi was burying himself fully in him with each thrust now, the flare of his knot pulling at his rim. And then, with a shout and one last thrust that forced him deeper into the mat, the knot swelled and Wei Wuxian went blind as his release ripped through him. Longwansi's hips continued to rock, the knot grinding up and down against his oversensitized flesh. He could feel the heat of Longwansi's seed filling him up, felt it up in his stomach, almost in his throat, it seemed. They were both lost in pleasure, the alpha's hands pressing bruises into his arms where he grasped, and his mouth against his shoulder once more. He felt entirely possessed, as if he belonged solely to Longwansi in every inch of his body and soul. The gland on his neck throbbed, and he wanted Longwansi's teeth in it so very badly. If he'd had the breath to speak, he would have begged for it in that moment, regardless of the consequences. Eventually, the intense pleasure of climax faded, and he found himself able to breathe and see properly again, at least once he turned his face to the side and brushed the hair from it. "Mmm," said Longwansi, and shifted his weight to give him more ability to move. Together, with a little fumbling, they rolled to their sides, and Wei Wuxian gulped at fresh air. They were still joined, of course, Longwansi's knot holding them together. It felt almost as if it was throbbing inside him, or perhaps he was the one throbbing around it. After a minute or so, he realized he was still hard, despite his intense orgasm, and he made a frustrated noise as he felt his swollen member. A larger hand covered his and then began to stroke him. "Oh," he murmured. "Oh, Lan Chan. Oh, how are you so good at this?" He writhed, shifting on the cock spearing him in time with the stroking. "You make me feel so good. I didn't know it could be so good. If I'd known, we could have been doing this the whole time. Back then, I'd have let you fuck me, even if I was an alpha. Let you knot me like this. Oh, if I'd only known." He felt Longwansi behind him shuddering, but staying still and letting Wei Wuxian fuck himself, with the inches available to him. More of a wriggling, really, rocking on that knot. Before much time had passed, he felt it coming, that bright white blindness that pulled him taut and made him scream and shake. He came back to himself after a time, almost surprised he didn't pass out from that orgasm. He was still filled with Longwansi's cock, still locked into place by the impossibly huge knot. He reached down to feel the cooling fluid on his belly and stopped, surprised by the curve he felt there. He traced the contours of the bulge and then squeezed, feeling the hardness inside the stretched tight skin. "That's you," he said in wonder. "Your cock all the way through me." He rubbed harder at the bulge. Longwanzi groaned.
"Can you feel that?" he asked.
He replied.
"Wow,"
he shifted, arching his spine more to make the bulge more pronounced. "It's almost like you've already made me pregnant." He stroked his belly, for once distended and round instead of its usual flatness.
"You've filled me up with babies, haven't you, Lanchan?"
"You'd want that." Longwanzi's voice cracked slightly, possibly from disuse. Wei Wuxian paused. He'd never really thought about it, hadn't even considered it a real possibility. And yet, that was what this was all about, wasn't it? Was that what Longwanzi wanted? Why he had volunteered for this? Or would he see a child as another burden? Like Wei Wuxian himself, but without side benefits. An image floated into his mind. A memory. Longwanzi frowning down at a small child who clutched at his leg. Wei Wuxian's heart grew heavy at the thought and he shook it away.
"No?"
Longwanzi's question shook him out of the past.
"What? Oh, no, that's not... I mean, I hadn't thought about it."
He grinned then and turned his head to look in Longwanzi's direction as far as he could.
"Do you want me to have your baby, Lanarguga?"
he asked in as teasing a manner as he could. Longwanzi sucked in a breath harshly but didn't reply. Wei Wuxian felt his face heating and turned back to rest his cheek on the bed, his pulse racing. He thought back to that moment when he'd wanted nothing more in the world than for Longwanzi to bite him, to mark him, to bond him. The future suddenly felt like a very unsure place, filled with frightening prospects he'd never thought of before. And for the first time, he really quailed at the thought of what it meant to be an Omega, to live out the rest of his life as one, as another person's property, even if it was someone he liked. His thoughts were interrupted by the press of lips against his hair. He took a breath and let it out, feeling calmer. Longwanzi's arm around him shifted, holding him tighter, and it felt safe, not threatening. He was safe here, with Hong Guanjun. That he was almost certain of. The future, he supposed, would happen when it happened. He'd deal with it then. He caught Longwanzi's hand in his and lifted it to his lips. He felt the body at his back relax infinitesimally. Eventually, the knot in length inside him softened and they were separated. Wei Wuxian felt a small flood of fluid escape him.
"Oh, that's a lot."
He was afraid to sit up or move, sure that would trigger a much bigger mess. Longwanzi was already standing and moving around the room. He returned to the bed and pressed a cloth into his hand.
"To clean," he said.
Wei Wuxian's face flushed with embarrassment, despite knowing Longwanzi was intimately aware of all his body's details by now. He mopped at himself.
"Did you clean me up last time?" he wondered.
Now that his mind was a little clearer than it had been when he'd awoken, he realized he hadn't been a complete mess.
"You were asleep," said Longwanzi,
a bit difficult to understand from the bathroom where he was evidently cleaning himself, according to the sound of water splashing. He reappeared in another moment, and Wei Wuxian pushed himself upright and stumbled to his feet. Longwanzi rushed forward to catch a hold of his arm and steady him.
"Careful," he said.
"Lanchan," he replied with a twisted smile. "I'm fine. I'm strong enough to stand up on my own."
Even so, his legs felt weak and wobbly, and he wasn't entirely ungrateful for the support.
"Excuse me," he added, and pulled away to rush into the bathroom before he made more of an embarrassing mess of himself.
He cleaned himself up as best he could, though he was destined to remain wet and sticky for some time to come. When he returned to the bedroom, he saw Lan Chan, wrapped in a plain robe once more, sitting on top of fresh sheets and bedding. He certainly was efficient, and Wei Wuxian felt a moment of gratitude for the kindness of his alpha. His alpha? He shouldn't be thinking that way, though he was pretty sure it wasn't the first time he'd had the thought. Longwanzi wasn't his, despite everything, no matter how much it might feel that way in the heat of the moment. Wei Wuxian approached the other side of the bed from Longwanzi and let himself fall haphazardly into it. He refused to feel self-conscious about his nakedness. It would be ridiculous to cover up now. He looked up at the ceiling and hummed a tune under his breath. He felt a slight tug on his hair and he looked over. Longwanzi had taken a piece of his hair between his fingers, part of which had fallen free of his ponytail. Longwanzi was staring at his hair with a frown. Without a word, he dropped the strand, stood up, and walked over to the dressing table. He picked something up and returned to the bed, holding out a carved jade comb.
"What?"
asked Wei Wuxian.
You want me to comb my hair because it's a rat's nest? If my appearance is shameful, it's your fault, Lanchan. You're the one who kept grabbing me by the hair and pushing me around.
Longwansi cocked his head slightly to the side, and then, with a hint of a smile at the corners of his mouth, he moved closer to him. He grabbed Wei Wuxian by the shoulders and turned him until his back was to Longwansi. Then he reached up and began tugging at the cord tying back his hair.
Oh, are you going to comb my hair for me?
Wei Wuxian's heart beat faster.
Murmured Longwansi, easing the leather cord free and letting his hair fall loose.
His fingers gently carted through the hair close to his scalp, working through some of the looser snares. Soon he was using the comb, gently and firmly working it from the scalp down. Wei Wuxian's breathing was shallow, and he struggled not to moan when Longwansi lifted a large portion of hair in his hand to move it to the side. It was ridiculous, the way he felt at this moment. After being so thoroughly used by this man, being fucked as thoroughly as it was possible to be, he was practically trembling, and all Longwansi was touching was his hair. To his mortification, as the combing went on, he felt his eyes grow hot and prickle with unshed tears. He swallowed hard. He couldn't remember the last time someone had done this for him. Perhaps not since he was a small child, but if so, he couldn't remember it. It had probably been a servant of the Qiang's, not someone he... He shut his eyes. Longwansi's hands stilled, evidently finished, and his lips brushed the top of his head. Wei Wuxian cleared his throat and swiped at his tears, trying to cover the movement by moving his entire body. He extended a hand for the cord and pulled his hair up into his usual ponytail. He held out his hands in a gesture to show Longwansi.
Am I pretty enough now?
He winked playfully. Longwansi's face grew flustered and he looked down. Wei Wuxian noticed a pink flush along the line of his neck and thrilled at it. The second jade's face may always remain pure as snow, but the rest of him reacted like any man. He smiled brightly at him.
Want me to do yours?
Longwansi looked at him for a few quiet moments and then nodded solemnly. They rearranged their position so that Longwansi was in front of him. Wei Wuxian knelt behind him, needing the height to reach the top of his head. He fumbled a bit with the guan and the ties holding his bun, but finally freed all of the long, silky hair to flow down Longwansi's shoulders. That left only his forehead ribbon. Wei Wuxian rested his head on the other's shoulder and looked up sideways at the ribbon.
Lanchan,
he cooed, and then placed a finger deliberately on the ribbon, waiting for Longwansi to chase him away. Those golden irises shot over to look at him from the corners of Longwansi's eyes, but he didn't say anything.
Not going to stop me this time?
He asked, surprised and excited. Well then. He found the knot at the back of Longwansi's head under his hair and pulled it loose. The ribbon came free into his hand and he held it out in front of him, pooled in his cupped palm like a sacred relic. Longwansi looked at the ribbon with an intense expression and then back up at him. Keep it, he said, and Wei Wuxian's heart did a flip in his chest. He didn't know why, but Longwansi had always been so protective of this thing, despite it just being a ribbon. And now he was giving it to him? He stammered. Here, said Longwansi, taking the ribbon from his hand and looping it around his wrist many times, making a bulky bracelet around Wei Wuxian's arms. For now, he said, and then turned to face front once more, his face expressionless as a statue. After another moment, Wei Wuxian returned to the comb and settled behind him. Somehow Longwansi's hair seemed to have avoided the snarls that Wei Wuxian's had formed, so all this was a bit needless, except that he had an excuse to run his fingers through Longwansi's hair over and over, leaning forward to inhale the scent of it. He combed carefully and felt the muscles of Longwansi's back relax against his chest. Longwansi's eyes were closed and he looked utterly content. After a time, Wei Wuxian shifted position, lifting up to reach the other side of his head, and the ends of those silken tresses brushed against his front. His still naked front, against his cock, which had already begun to harden, whether from the intimacy of the situation or just from his heat. He groaned involuntarily at the feeling of the soft touch. He felt Longwansi stiffen and looked down to see his eyes open and looking at him.
Ah, he said, blushing hard. Sorry.
Longwansi's eyes softened and he turned to look over his shoulder, taking in the hard length jutting up from Wei Wuxian's lap. His lips curved up on one side, And then he turned back around and leaned back with deliberation. This brought a teasing mass of strands into Wei Wuxian's lap, and his eyes fluttered closed at the sensation.
Lan Chan,
he said, pressing against the strong back and running his fingers through his beautiful hair.
Are you teasing me, Lan Chan?
There was no response from the man leaning against him, who kept his eyes closed. Wei Wuxian propped his chin up on his shoulder and peered at him. Lang Wanxi's face was serene, but this close to his scent glands, he could smell fresh arousal rolling off him. He looked down his body and thought he could see the alpha's cock through his thin robe standing at attention. He wrapped an arm around Lang Wanxi's chest and began to trace lazy patterns on his chest. He slid his hand into the robe, teasing it loose, reaching for a nipple. He could see the flush just in the tips of the other man's ears. With a gentle puff of air, he blew on the side of his neck, blew his breath over his gland. Lang Wanxi's breath grew more shallow. Wei Wuxian let his hand dip lower, feeling the strong muscles of Lang Wanxi's stomach, the downy hair below his belly button, following it down. He kept his hand moving lower, and he could feel Lang Wanxi's entire frame stiffen against him. Then the back of his hand brushed something velvety soft and yet firm.
Ah, he exclaimed happily, wrapping his hand around his prize. I was right. You're hard again already, too.
Lang Wanxi slumped against him, letting his head fall to Wei Wuxian's shoulder. It was a powerfully arousing position, having the larger man at his mercy, supporting his weight as he teased his cock. He pressed his mouth to the length of neck so perfectly placed, almost offered up to him. He sucked and bit at the tender skin there, feeling his way over the veins and ropes of muscles as his hand pumped the hard length lazily. Lang Wanxi's breathing grew faster and more audible, and he began to make very soft whimpering noises.
You like this, Lan Chan? He murmured into his neck. You like my hand on you?
Wei Wuxian rewarded him with a swipe of his thumb across the slick head of his cock.
What else do you want me to do to you?
He asked wickedly. He waited for a response, but there wasn't one. He thrust his hips up, shoving his cock into Lang Wanxi's lower back.
What if I use my cock?
He heard a hissing intake of air from the throat under his lips.
Would you like that?
He asked.
If I fucked you for a change?
He thrust again against the fabric of Lang Wanxi's robe, feeling more desperate from his own words.
If I pushed you down now and drove into you?
He squeezed harder around Lang Wanxi's cock, which won him a shiver that rocked through the body in his arms.
If you want, whispered Lang Wanxi hoarsely.
Wei Wuxian wasn't sure he'd heard correctly.
What? Anything you want,
said the alpha a little louder. Wei Wuxian's heart pounded in his chest and he froze unintentionally. Honestly, he'd only been teasing, enjoying getting them both worked up, just waiting for Lang Wanxi to lose his patience and throw him off, press him down and fuck him hard.
Wei Ying?
The voice shook him out of his frozen state, and he looked over to Lang Wanxi, who had opened his eyes and was looking at him with concern.
Sorry, he said.
He released his grip on Lang Wanxi's cock, feeling awkward. Lang Wanxi turned towards him until they could more comfortably look at each other.
You want it?
Lang Wanxi asked, as difficult to read as usual. Wei Wuxian bit his lip, not sure what the right answer was. He was swirling with need and desire, and fairly soon it wouldn't matter who did what to whom, he would need something. Lang Wanxi raised an eyebrow as if to stress his previous question.
I mean, I guess it depends if you want it, he said.
Do you?
It's okay if you don't. I mean, I'm fine with the other way. More than fine.
Lang Wanxi leaned into his body and cut him off with a kiss. Wei Wuxian melted under his lips, relaxed into his arms. How had they gone so long without doing this? It felt so natural and so right, and it had only been hours since they first kissed. Lang Wanxi kissed him thoroughly and unhurriedly until he was entirely relaxed and calm. Then he pulled back from the kiss.
I want Wei Ying, he said.
Wei Wuxian looked up at him, trying to parse his meaning.
All right, but I think the important question right now is, how do you want me?
Lang Wanxi stared at him for another beat, stone-faced, and then his lips curved up.
Every way, he said.
A smile broke over Wei Wuxian's face at those words. He pressed forward, unable to keep from kissing him, and unable to keep smiling while he did it. He buried his hand into Lang Wanxi's hair as he pressed kiss after kiss to him, his lips, his chin, his cheeks, his nose. "That's what I want too," he whispered. "Everything, every way." He climbed further into Wang Wanzi's lap, wrapping his legs around his waist. "I want you." Long Wanzi kissed him hard then, deep, holding him tight against his body. They moved together in a rocking rhythm as they kissed. Long Wanzi pulled open his robe, letting Wei Wuxian feel his hard cock sliding against his ass, without anything in between. He rocked in place, rubbing his cock against Long Wanzi's torso and his ass along the length of his cock. The slick escaping him coated them both, making their movements easier. "Oh, damn," he moaned after a while. "Get in me, Lan Chan. I can't wait anymore." Long Wanzi gave a growl of pleasure, and with a quick use of his hand to direct his angle, he slid into Wei Wuxian's throbbing hole. The whole thick length of him slid in easily, any resistance from his body long gone. He did wince a bit, his inner walls sore from the previous abuse they'd taken, but that pain wasn't enough to take the edge off the pleasure of being filled again. He rose up, Long Wanzi's hands guiding him from underneath, and then he let himself fall, impaling himself completely. Again and again he did it, crying out as his tender body absorbed the shock of the force. And then they settled together into a rhythm where they both moved, each with his legs locked around the other. After a time, Wei Wuxian fell back, stretching out over Long Wanzi's knees, looking up at the ceiling as that cock kept pistoning into him. The angle had him gasping in moments, and without any touch, he jerked through an orgasm. In the wake of his climax, he lay back, spent, so Long Wanzi took hold of his legs and pressed them up, folding him in half. He drove down into him, letting Wei Wuxian lie back and rest. As much as one could rest while receiving a bruising pounding from an engorged alpha cock. "Oh, Lan Chan," he moaned. "You're relentless. You should let me rest. Oh, you're too big for me." Long Wanzi ignored his whining complaints, only pressing his legs up higher, driving harder against his most sensitive place. Now his cries were wordless, inarticulate shouts in time with thrusts that threatened to split him in two. It surprised him when Long Wanzi jerked his hips and shot into him. He felt the warm rush inside, but not the knot, not until Long Wanzi thrust forward and he felt the press of the knot from the outside. He hadn't knotted him, despite Wei Wuxian lying back, willing to take whatever he was given. He frowned, wondering what Long Wanzi was thinking. Long Wanzi stayed inside him for a minute or so, then pulled back to fall next to him. Wei Wuxian looked over and saw he was still hard, with his knot round and huge, the entire length coated in glistening slick and white seed. It probably made him deranged, but the sight stoked his fires and he moved closer, bending down and licking at the rigid length. Long Wanzi seemed slightly surprised, but far from objecting. So he set to work cleaning him of every trace of their coupling with his tongue. When he was done, the alpha was panting, so he continued to suck at him, trying to swallow him down, take him all the way to his throat. He thought given enough time he could keep himself from gagging every time the cock slid into his throat, but he didn't get a chance to find out, before Long Wanzi gave a strangled cry and filled his mouth with salty fluid. He choked on it, making a mess as it escaped his lips, but he didn't care. Not seeing the blissful expression on Long Wanzi's face. Had he ever thought Long Wanzi's face lacked expressiveness? He'd been so wrong. He wiped his face on a discarded robe and pressed himself to Long Wanzi, demanding a kiss. He drove his tongue deep into the other's mouth, trying to convey everything he felt in his chest through the kiss. Perhaps Long Wanzi understood, or he had his own message to share, because they kissed for a long, long time, until their mouths were dry and their lungs burned for air. Chapter 5. Long Wanzi headed for the far area of the room, wrapped in a fresh robe. Wei Wuxian watched him from the bed, eyelids heavy and body relaxed. Long Wanzi went about brewing tea for them while he let his mind drift. To be honest, he'd never imagined being in Omega during the heat could be so pleasant. Yes, there was a lack of control over your body, but, he grinned to himself, there were so many rewards. At least if you had an alpha like Lan Chan. He wondered if it was the heat or his Omega body that caused him to enjoy what they'd been doing so much. He'd told Long Wanzi that they should have done this years ago when he was still an alpha, but would it have been the same? Would he have liked it? He wondered if he'd ever have allowed it. Would he have been too proud? When he thought back to that time, his memories felt clouded and hazy, especially the closer they got to his death. He felt like that person back then had almost been someone else entirely. He looked over to Long Wansi measuring out tea into a pot. When he thought back to his school days, when he'd first met Long Wansi, that felt like him. He sighed and smiled wistfully. It was a mystery, no use dwelling on it. Long Wansi looked over at him and waved him to the table. He heaved a sigh and stood up, stretching his arms over his head, hearing his spine crack. Long Wansi's eyes traced down his bare body and he felt a thrill of power at the appreciation. Even if he didn't think this body was as nice as his old one, it was apparently nice enough. He started towards the main area, but Long Wansi held up a hand.
"Robe," he said.
Wei Wuxian chuckled.
"It's not like you haven't seen all of me by now."
"Robe," repeated Long Wansi more emphatically.
"Fine, fine," he replied,
crossing to the wardrobe and removing a robe to wrap around himself. It was too long, and he had to be careful not to trip as he walked. Plus, once he was seated at the table and reaching for a cup, the sleeves got in the way until he pushed them back. Along with the tea, Long Wansi had gathered an assortment of simple food, buns and fruit and nuts. Wei Wuxian didn't feel precisely hungry, but he knew he hadn't eaten anything for a very long time, and he felt hollow, so he grabbed for a little of everything. He noticed Long Wansi was eating quite a lot, too. Well, he was burning a lot of energy. And just that thought was enough to send a jolt of heat to his groin, making his cock twitch. "All right," asked Long Wansi, noticing the way he'd paused. Wei Wuxian blushed and nodded, stuffing a bun into his mouth so he couldn't be expected to answer. He watched Long Wansi's hands as he held a plum to his lips and bit down. Those long, graceful fingers, plum juice running over them. He swallowed, his mouth gone dry. His eyes followed the fruit as Long Wansi took another bite, lips coming away shiny. How had he never noticed Lan Chan's lips before? They were so perfect, so full and soft-looking. They were the softest part of his face, and Wei Wuxian wanted to lick the juice from them. It wasn't until Long Wansi looked up at him, surprised, that he realized he'd scooted closer to him. Wei Wuxian looked away, trying to play it off, and after a moment of staring at the table, he heard Long Wansi take another bite. Despite his best intentions, Wei Wuxian moved closer, close enough to lean in and grab Long Wansi's face, which he did. Close enough to lean in and lick his lips. The plum juice was sweet on his tongue. Long Wansi stared at him, wide-eyed, and after a frozen moment swallowed hard. He clapped a hand to the back of Wei Wuxian's head and pressed their lips together. Behind him, Wei Wuxian heard the half-eaten plum drop to the table and roll away. He climbed into Long Wansi's lap, licking into his mouth and tasting the sweet, tart fruit. His hunger surged through him, but it wasn't for food anymore. He was hard and burning once again. He felt Long Wansi's cock growing against him with every shift of his body in his lap. "Lan Chan," he whispered against Long Wansi's lips. "You're so beautiful, I can't resist you." Long Wansi clutched him harder, pressing his tongue deep in his mouth till he pulled away breathless. "I want you so bad," he continued, punctuating his words with little kisses, nips of his teeth into those soft lips, licks to soothe the tooth marks away. "I'm here," breathed Long Wansi. Wei Wuxian pressed into his mouth, licked against the roof. "Yours," he continued when Wei Wuxian gave him a chance. "All mine?" he asked, need coiling tight in his core. Long Wansi nodded, his eyes blown dark. "Lan Chan," he ground his erection against Long Wansi's larger one. "Will you let me inside you?" He panted, waiting breathlessly for a response. It came as a nod, a helpless and eager nod from the man in front of him. Long Wansi looked lost a little, as if he didn't quite know how he had an aroused Wei Wuxian in his lap. "Are you sure?" he asked, brushing a wisp of hair away from Long Wansi's temple. "Really sure?" Said Long Wansi. "Yes, sure." "Okay," he said, nervousness suddenly flooding his veins. But it was too late to back out now. "Come to bed then, Lan Chan." He planted one more kiss on his lips and then pushed himself up. He laughed and then ran for the bed, throwing himself at it. Long Wansi followed much more sedately, though the bulge of his erection against the front of his white robe belied his air of calm. Wei Wuxian stripped off his robe and tossed it away to keep it from getting messy. He spread himself out on his side, nude, looking to his alpha with a smirk. Long Wanzi's eyes sparked with desire, a look he was quickly becoming familiar with. Long Wanzi also removed his robe, folding it neatly and laying it on a shelf before kneeling on the bed. Wei Wuxian bit his lip, looking at Long Wanzi's cock. It was so tempting to climb onto him, to spear himself onto it again. But he wanted it the other way too, though he wished he had any experience to draw on. Lan Chan, he said. How did you... you seemed to know what you were doing. Long Wanzi cocked his head and frowned. I mean, you haven't, done this before, right? The frown intensified. No, of course not, he rushed to clarify. I mean, I didn't think so. He held both hands out placatingly. It's just, I've never, and, well, I want to, you know, do it right. His face must have been bright red. Books, said Long Wanzi. Oh, he replied, then grinned. Oh, so you do like to read those kinds of books? Wei Ying, scolded Long Wanzi. What, you mean you haven't read pornography? Long Wanzi looked away and his ears reddened. Ha! He laughed. Long Wanzi's neck and chest were starting to look red as well. Wei Wuxian moved towards him and reached for him. It's nothing to be ashamed about, he said, still chuckling a little. He cupped Long Wanzi's face and tried to make him look at him again. Long Wanzi resisted. Not just those, he said. Real books. Alpha books. Oh, they have those? Like educational guides? Long Wanzi nodded. I just read a lot of porn. Finally, Long Wanzi met his eyes, glaring. What? They were educational, too? He smiled slyly. I mean, do you have any complaints? Shameless, choked out Long Wanzi, and Wei Wuxian trilled a laugh. He pressed forward and captured Long Wanzi's lips in a kiss, having to force him a little to not turn away. But very quickly he went obedient under his hand, and then they were kissing passionately again. Wei Wuxian leaned back, not breaking the kiss, pulling Long Wanzi with him. They toppled and then untangled themselves until they were face to face on their sides. He kissed Long Wanzi again, enjoying the simple fact that he could. He'd never been bold enough to kiss someone before this. His only kiss had been... He pulled away from Lan Wanzi's mouth, startled. Lan Chan, he said, slow and suspicious. Long Wanzi's eyes were adorably glazed over. Have you ever kissed anyone before? Before this, I mean. He watched Long Wanzi's reaction through narrowed eyes. He saw the flash of surprise in Long Wanzi's eyes, the way he stiffened, the way the flush on his chest brightened once more. Wei Wuxian felt his instinct was confirmed, but he bit his lip to keep from saying anything, waiting for Long Wanzi's reply. He didn't meet Wei Wuxian's eyes. Oh? He asked, voice casual but eyes still intent. How many people have you been kissing? Long Wanzi scoffed, but he replied, One. Should I be jealous? Who is this person? Am I wronging someone by stealing you like this? Long Wanzi glared at him, finally meeting his gaze. He didn't buy Wei Wuxian's disingenuous comments anymore, it seemed. It was you, wasn't it? Wei Wuxian felt like laughing at the revelation, his lips stretching into a grin. That day on Phoenix Mountain, you held me down and kissed me when I was blindfolded. Long Wanzi looked away, ears, chest, and neck flushed deep red. He admitted after a long pause. Wei Wuxian threw back his head and laughed in triumph. I can't believe it! Hongwan Jun, you did something so wicked! He watched the warring emotions in Long Wanzi's demeanor, the flush of embarrassment and the sly look from under his lashes that looked like pride. You gave me my first kiss, stole my first kiss. His breath came faster. You really meant it, didn't you? About the song. First? Long Wanzi looked at him with indignation, his attention caught by Wei Wuxian's unintentional confession. You said... Wei Wuxian grinned at him. Well, you can't listen to what I say, Lan Chan. You should know that by now. He reached for Long Wanzi, cupping his chin. I think you owe me a first, he said, dropping his voice low. You've had all my firsts. Now it's your turn. And then he kissed him, rolling over so his weight pressed Longwansi's back to the bed. Longwansi gripped his upper arms, but otherwise allowed him to take the lead. He rutted down against the perfectly silky skin beneath him, his cock growing fully hard again. He could feel the slide of Longwansi's cock against his body as well. He wanted to make Lan Chan come, wanted to fuck him till he screamed, wanted to see how dark that blush could get. He pulled away, breathless, and let his hand move down Longwansi's body. He brushed across a nipple, dipped into his navel, avoided his cock entirely, and then reached down between his legs. For a moment, he gently cupped his balls, feeling the heavy weight of them before moving on. Longwansi opened his legs in tacit invitation or permission, and his fingers continued their exploration. The pucker of his entrance was tight and dry, but Longwansi gasped as he stroked across it. Wei Wuxian looked back to Longwansi's face and saw that his eyes were closed, his mouth parted. Wei Wuxian reached between his own legs with the same hand and gathered some of his slick. It was easy to coat two fingers in it. Then he brought those wet fingers to Longwansi's opening and rubbed around it. After a moment, he pushed in one finger, holding his breath. Longwansi was tight, but his finger went in pretty easily. He heard the sudden intake of breath from his alpha and looked to see that his eyes were still closed. Wei Wuxian worked his finger in and out a few times, thinking of how much easier this would be if Longwansi were an Omega. All right? He asked. Longwansi nodded. Another. So he obediently added his second finger. This was harder, getting both in past the ring of muscle, but eventually the body allowed him in. Longwansi's breath was coming faster. Wei Wuxian kept working his fingers in and out. After a time, he felt the passage grow too dry, so he pulled them out and inserted the same two fingers into himself to coat them well with his slick. He looked up to see his lover watching him hungrily. Carefully, he pressed them back inside Longwansi, the way feeling much easier now. He was just wondering if it was time to try three fingers when Longwansi's eyes snapped open and he growled, "Do it." "You're ready?" he asked, unsure. An emphatic nod was his reply. Wei Wuxian felt a swirl in his stomach, his pulse strong in his throat. "Okay," he said. He gathered more slick from himself and coated his cock. Then he positioned himself over Longwansi and pressed his cock to his hole. His heart pounded once, twice, three times, and then he pressed forward. He heard a grunt from Longwansi under him, but he was sliding in, the head of his cock squeezed hard as it forced its way inside. And then it was through the ring, and he stopped, breathing again. He was inside Longwansi, he thought. His head pounded with his pulse, and he looked down. Longwansi was looking him right in the eyes and panting open-mouthed. "Okay?" he asked, no other words coming to his lips. Longwansi nodded and pushed himself down, taking Wei Wuxian deeper. After that, it was so easy to slide the rest of the way until he was fully seated inside him. He let his head hang, overwhelmed with the feeling, his breath mixing with Longwansi's. He ducked and kissed him quickly. Then he pulled back, the body under him gripping his cock, seemingly unwilling to give him up. And he stopped, and then drove back home. Longwansi's head snapped back at that, and he grinned. He did it again and again, watching the perfect face of the second jade contort with every thrust. "Is it good?" he asked, breathless, needing to hear it. Longwansi nodded repeatedly, his head bobbing enthusiastically. "You feel so good too," Wei Wuxian murmured. It wasn't quite as good as having Longwansi fucking him, honestly. That felt much more intense. But this was another kind of good. His chest burned with pride at the thought that he was giving his alpha that kind of pleasure. He liked getting to watch Longwansi react to what he was doing so openly. His eyes were so wide and his mouth gaped, gasping for every breath. None of his usual reserve was present. He wasn't controlling his reactions, maybe couldn't, with Wei Wuxian sliding deep within him. Despite his body being empty, Wei Wuxian felt very full. Full of warmth and heat and feeling. He wanted to fill Longwansi as well, wanted to know he felt this much too. He sped up, the motion of his hips beyond his conscious control now. He looked down at Longwansi's cock and saw that it was leaking clear fluid. He could reach down to pump it, but maybe he could still have it in him once he finished inside Longwansi. It was a selfish thought, perhaps, but the slick running down his thighs reminded him of his desire. Longwansi's hands clutched at his arms, leaving bruises up and down them. Wei Wuxian reached down and gripped onto his thigh, pushing it up so he could get deeper into Longwansi. Longwansi cried out, a sound that seemed to squeeze around his heart and not let go. He fucked into him over and over, the punched-out sounds of Longwansi echoing through his head. And then a rush, and he gritted his teeth and felt himself release. The warmth of his own seed flooded over him, filling up the tight channel. He stopped, hips jerking in small movements, heart pounding loud. He couldn't move, sure he would break into pieces if he did, sure he'd die if he tried to ever move again. And then he realized Longwansi had reached down to pull at his own cock before crying out in pleasure. Everything surrounding Wei Wuxian's cock clamped down and he whimpered. He watched as streams of white flew from Longwansi's cock, looked up to Longwansi's face and imprinted the image of it on his memory. Longwansi's head was thrown back, jade-perfect face still as his throat worked in a silent scream. He watched for a long minute until the intensity passed for them both. Then Longwansi lifted his head to look up at him. Their eyes locked, and he saw such emotion in those golden eyes. Pressing close, he cupped his face, feeling a lump in his throat suddenly. Wei Wuxian bent closer and kissed him, too breathless for it to be anything but a peck. He wanted to ask, if Longwansi was all right, if it had been okay, but he couldn't. All his words had dried up in his throat. After a minute or so, he moved, backing away and gasping as his oversensitized cock pulled free of tight muscles. He let himself fall, boneless in a sprawl. In an instant, Longwansi was over him, looking down with an intense expression. He bent and kissed Wei Wuxian with force, the way all his kisses seemed to go. Wei Wuxian didn't mind. He felt like he couldn't find the energy for anything other than to lie on the bed and let himself be kissed. And then that thick cock pressed against him, and he thought maybe he had a little energy after all. His cock was still sensitive, but his passage was dripping and opened easily as Longwansi pressed himself home. He felt the stretch of his body around the large invader, but it felt familiar and right. He lifted his legs and Longwansi grabbed them, pressing his body to them so Wei Wuxian's ankles rested on his shoulders. And then he pushed, rocking deep into him in long, easy strokes. Each one felt so good. It was like little aftershocks of his orgasm, that cock in him waking up his body again, teasing him with little jolts of pleasure over and over. Longwansi's thrusts grew harder as he went, his eyes going darker. He pressed Wei Wuxian's legs up higher, almost folding him in half and fucking him so deep he thought he could feel it in his chest. He looked down and saw a round bulge appearing and disappearing in his belly. "Ugh," he groaned. "You're so deep, I can see it. I can watch you fucking me." He saw Longwansi look down as well, and his thrust grew even harder, as if he was trying to get still deeper. Wei Wuxian gasped. "Any deeper and you're going to choke me with your cock from the wrong end." The only response from his alpha was to speed up, pushing his hips up higher, until Wei Wuxian felt as if all his organs would be bruised when this was done. His head lulled, his body limp and weak under the onslaught of Longwansi's passion. He heard the high-pitched noises forced from his throat, whimpers and whines as the cock pitilessly plowed him. And then, when he was beginning to think he could take no more, he felt the sudden swell of Longwansi's knot. His mouth stretched open soundlessly, entire frame shuddering in violent release. His entire core burned with the stretch, with pain of overuse, with the heat of his alpha seed filling him. And yet he trembled, pleasure through his veins. His eyes fell closed, all his muscles relaxing, only his lower half supported by Longwansi's body, not limp against the bed. Time passed, hazy, only the occasional shifts of the cock and knot inside him spurring him to any reaction. In time, Longwansi let his legs down, rolled them to their sides, lazily fucking into him a few more times, and then stilling once more. Wei Wuxian licked his lips and looked down their bodies. He wished he could see the place where they joined, see how wide Longwansi stretched him open. He took in the discrepancies between their frames, how much larger Longwansi was, how much more muscle he had. His hand traced down his slight chest and narrow waist, stopping to rub at the bulge in his belly where his alpha's cock protruded. "Do you like this body?" he asked, looking up to Lung Wansi's eyes.
Yes,
Lung Wansi replied fiercely. His hand on Wei Wuxian's hip tightened.
Better than my old one?
He persisted. Lung Wansi hesitated, his lips parting. When he didn't speak, Wei Wuxian continued.
I used to be taller, stronger, prettier, don't you think?
After a moment, Lung Wansi inclined his head.
Smaller,
he said, reaching out a hand to squeeze Wei Wuxian's waist.
Shorter. Still pretty, just different.
Wei Wuxian grinned and reached up to pull him into a kiss, his lips still curved. After a brief kiss, Lung Wansi pulled away slightly.
Important part is Wei Ying.
Huh?
Wei Ying is still Wei Ying,
Lung Wansi said, his eyes soft. Wei Wuxian smiled again, but it was smaller and he felt his cheeks heat. Lung Wansi leaned close and kissed him, lips soft against his, tugging on his lips until he opened them, allowing him inside. His tongue pressed into him deeply, licking slowly. They kissed for a long time, messy and lazy, until eventually their bodies began moving in rhythm again. They kissed as Lung Wansi moved inside him, till Wei Wuxian was breathless from the press of the knot against his most sensitive place. Until they were both breathless and gasping, rocking with need. Wei Wuxian came first, spine jerking straight as he clenched down hard on the knot. And then Lung Wansi was filling him again, hot and heavy in his belly. He was nearly asleep when Lung Wansi slipped out of his body. They only moved to turn around until Lung Wansi was at his back, holding him close. They were covered in filth and fluids, the sheets of the bed soaking beneath them, but neither had the energy to care. Lung Wansi lay in the dark, his arm draped over the sleeping body of Wei Ying. He felt the pull of sleep, exhaustion making his vision fuzzy around the edges, but he fought against it. He didn't know how much longer he would have Wei Ying to himself like this. Just the thought caused panic to flare in his chest. He was nearly overcome with the desire to roll over onto him and press inside once more, to secure one last time together, not to waste a moment. His greatest fear was that once the heat left Wei Ying's veins, he would look at Lung Wansi with revulsion or shame, that he would be horrified by his own behavior. He took a deep breath. He called to his mind's eye the image of Wei Ying from earlier, cradling his cheek in his delicate hand, looking at him with a smile on his lips and in his eyes.
You're so beautiful, I can't resist you, said Wei Wuxian's voice. Back then I would have let you fuck me even if I was an alpha. Let you knot me like this if I'd only known.
Had those words just been words of passion? Had he meant any of them? Even if it was only for pleasure, would he still let Lung Wansi be with him after this? He shifted, feeling the soreness in his rear as he did. Remembered the impossible feeling of being penetrated by Wei Ying. He would allow that too, would enjoy that. Anything Wei Ying desired. He knew too well what it meant not to have the man he loved. He would do anything to keep him by his side now. Lung Wansi bent his head and inhaled Wei Ying's scent, his lips nearly touching the gland on his neck. His head spun with the rich, sweet aroma. Lotus blossom, vanilla, wine, the indescribable deepness of heat. If he wanted to keep Wei Ying all his, if he wanted to tie them together, there was a way, of course. It would be so easy to give in to the ache in his jaw when he had Wei Ying on his knot. To clamp his mouth over this gland, dig in his teeth, to mark him as his own. He jerked back, gulping for clearer air. Yes, he wanted it. Wanted everyone to look at Wei Wuxian and know he belonged to Lung Wansi. But it would mean nothing if Wei Ying didn't want that himself. Lung Wansi already bore Wei Ying's mark on his soul and his skin, though the other man didn't understand the meaning of the scars on his back and chest. He'd treasured those marks in the years he believed his love lost to him, despite the pain associated with the getting of them. Now, perhaps in time, he would aspire to be marked a third time by Wei Ying himself. Regardless, he knew his mate. There was a peace in knowing his place, and knowing where he would always stand for the rest of his life. In many ways, things had become so simple once Wei Ying had returned. He lowered his face to Wei Ying's hair, letting his eyes close at last. Chapter 6 Wei Wuxian woke up and quickly became aware of how sticky he was. He slid free of Lung Wansi's arm at his waist and took in the ruined state of the bed. Well, for now, he desperately wanted a bath. He slowly got to his feet, which was far more difficult than it should have been. He was sore all over, his muscles protesting each new stretch. Limping his way to the bathroom, he ran himself a bath, sinking into the cool water with a shiver. But the cold water felt good against his more tender parts, easing some of the ache from them. While he soaked, he circulated his chi to heal some of the bruising. He wasn't sure if his heat had passed yet or not. He still felt warmth and interest in his body, but it didn't have the same force of compulsion as before. His mind didn't feel clouded, but it wasn't sharp and clear either. Instead, he felt empty, at peace. He knew he probably should be worrying and thinking about things, but he couldn't work up the energy to force himself. It was too easy to luxuriate in the deep sense of satisfaction that seemed to emanate from his bones, from, perhaps, the very ache at his core. Eventually, he felt clean and stood up, letting the water stream off his skin. He dried off and brushed his teeth before going back to the bedroom. He wasn't surprised to see the bed empty of Longwansi's figure, since the Alpha was such a habitual early riser. On second glance, he saw the bed had been remade with clean bedding, the dirty sheets piled in one corner of the room. The sound of footsteps drew his attention to the entryway, where Longwansi approached him. Wei Wuxian smiled, a touch uncertain what to say, given everything. "You changed the sheets," he commented. "About time." His grin tilted up on one side as his tone grew more teasing. "We made a big mess of them." Longwansi looked down for a moment before returning his gaze to Wei Wuxian's face. "Are you well?" he asked. Wei Wuxian nodded. "I needed a bath. I'm feeling much better." "Good." They stood there awkwardly for a moment. Then Wei Wuxian caught sight of a water jug and crossed the room to grab it and take a long drink. "Ah," he said in satisfaction. Then he yawned, jaw cracking open widely. "But I'm still feeling really tired. Maybe we should just get some more sleep." Longwansi didn't respond, but watched as he headed for the bed and threw himself down on his back. "Want to join me?" he asked, spreading his arms wide over the expanse of bedding. He saw Longwansi's eyes flare slightly. "I still need to bathe," Longwansi said, not moving.
"If you want," he agreed.
"But come back to bed after you do." He shot Longwansi one final flirtatious look and then rolled over and pulled the blanket over him. He must have dozed off, because the next thing he knew, there was a long body joining him in the bed. He rolled over and pressed his face to Longwansi's chest, sighing when he felt a hand stroking his hair. He smiled at Longwansi, then reached up and pulled him into a kiss. They kissed lazily, slowly, not rushed or frantic any longer. It felt like something fragile bloomed between them in that kiss, something neither of them wanted to chase away with too much passion. So they took their time tasting each other, breathing the same air, nipping at each other's lips. Wei Wuxian felt himself grow hard, felt slick beginning to trickle onto his thighs. Still, he didn't press against Longwansi, didn't demand more than the gentle licking and suckling of his lips. Eventually, though, inevitably, one or the other of them shifted, and he felt the hard length of his alpha's cock against his leg. He gasped, breaking away from the kiss, and Longwansi dived down to nibble at his throat. Suddenly, they were grinding against one another, growing more breathless, Longwansi's hands grabbing at his rear, and their robes becoming more disarranged. Wei Wuxian reached down and pulled Longwansi's robe open so that he could feel all of that hot skin against his own. In response, Longwansi's hand slipped into his own robe and down to his ass. Delicate fingers teased against his wet opening, making him gasp. "Too sore?" asked Longwansi, an eyebrow raised in concern. Wei Wuxian shook his head. "No, please, I still want you." He thrilled to see the corners of Longwansi's lips curl up very slightly a moment before those fingers pressed inside him.
"Ah," he gasped. "Be gentle. Ah, yeah."
Two fingers slid slowly into him and back out, not really stretching his still loose muscles at all. It felt good, but sensitive, drawing ragged gasps from his lungs. Soft lips closed over his once more, overwhelming his senses. He felt as if he were floating in warm darkness, held up by the places Longwansi touched him. After a time, the lips left his, and the fingers slipped from him. He blinked up at the soft expression on Longwansi's face, filled with an emotion he couldn't name.
"Want you,"
he whispered, his voice rough. Long Wanzi nodded, then grabbed onto Wei Wuxian's leg, lifting it up so he could slide between his thighs. The blunt head of his cock nudged at Wei Wuxian's puffy hole, and then, with a hand guiding it, pressed inside. It hurt some, his tissue still bruised from overuse despite the healing he'd done. But as he was filled up more and more, the pleasure of it grew. Long Wanzi kept his eyes glued to his face. When Wei Wuxian's eyes closed, overstimulated, he felt a hand on his cheek, a swipe of a thumb over his cheekbone, and he opened them back up. Long Wanzi kissed him then, sliding the rest of the way home. They made love slowly, carefully, Long Wanzi touching him like he was fragile, as if he might break him. Wei Wuxian might have objected, except that everything felt so intense, and he was so tired that this felt right, the two of them gently rocking together, making love like it was simply an extension of kissing. It felt right to have Long Wanzi's cock in him again, even when he knew he couldn't take the pounding thrusts from the day before. Eventually, the need in him grew, and he began grinding down together, trying to press the length in him on the right places. He reached down to pull at his own cock, even as he sucked on Long Wanzi's full bottom lip. Soon, Long Wanzi's larger hand batted his own away, taking over, stroking him. He broke away from the kiss, panting as his climax approached. "Look at me," came the gruff command from Long Wanzi's throat. His eyes popped open, meeting the intense gaze of his alpha. He couldn't look away, couldn't break that intimate connection, even as the pleasure overwhelmed him and his body shuddered in climax. He felt seen down to his core, pierced by Long Wanzi's golden eyes as deeply as he was by his cock. And then another moment, and it was Long Wanzi's turn to writhe, hips jerking into Wei Wuxian as warmth filled him. He saw a desperate helplessness in Long Wanzi's eyes as he came, as Long Wanzi clenched his arms around him. Wei Wuxian reached for his face and held on, only inches away, both of them panting together. Eventually, the intensity passed and their bodies relaxed gradually. Wei Wuxian let his head fall to Long Wanzi's shoulder, hiding his expression at last, shutting his eyes against stinging tears. He trembled, despite the warmth of their bodies pressed together. A hand trailed up and down his spine, soothing. He belatedly realized Long Wanzi hadn't knotted him. He was still hard within him, but he could slip free if they moved apart. He didn't want him to, though. He liked the full feeling as he throbbed around that cock. He shifted and pressed his lips to Long Wanzi's neck, tasting his sweat. "Lan Chan," he hummed happily. Long Wanzi made a deep sound in his chest in response. They lay together like that for a long time, not moving apart. Eventually, their hips began to move again, and Long Wanzi made several small thrusts inside him that made Wei Wuxian gasp and laugh. He stilled the alpha's hips with his hand. "I can't, Lan Chan. Mercy, please." Obediently, Lan Chan stopped moving, but he didn't pull out. Wei Wuxian tried to slide away, but the arm around his waist grew tighter. "No," Long Wanzi said forcefully. Wei Wuxian laughed. "All right," he said, patting Long Wanzi on the shoulder. "I'll stay if you insist." And so he fell asleep like that, entwined with Long Wanzi, the alpha's cock still hard inside him. When he awoke, the sun was bright and streaming through the windows. He and Long Wanzi must have shifted in their sleep because he faced the other direction and the alpha was no longer filling him. He lay still for a moment, listening to the even, steady breathing of the man behind him before carefully slipping out of his arms. He went to the bathroom to relieve himself and clean up. Then he wrapped one of the discarded robes around himself and went looking for some breakfast. He was just looking through the remnants of food on the table in the front room when he heard a noise outside. He went to the front door and cracked it open to peer out. The fenced-in garden courtyard was bathed in sunlight. His attention was drawn to the wooden gate which closed it off from the path outside, the gate which had just opened with a creak. In the gap of the opening, he saw the shining silks of Lan Xichen, who looked like he was trying to stealthily enter without being heard. Wei Wuxian grinned and opened the door the rest of the way, striding out onto the smooth stones of the path, barefoot. "Sewu Jun," he greeted the sect leader cheerfully. The other man startled and then straightened, giving up the attempt at stealth. "Wei Gongzu," he said with his warm smile. "I apologize for the intrusion. I merely wanted to make sure all was well and bring you this." He held out a basket. Wei Wuxian could see an assortment of food arranged within it, partially covered by a napkin. "Oh, thank you," he said, reaching for the basket eagerly. "I was just looking for breakfast." He looked up from poking at the contents to see Lan Xichen examining him closely. He felt his face grow red as he realized what he must look like. The sect leader's gaze seemed to hang on the side of Wei Wuxian's neck, where lingering soreness told him he had a good collection of love bites. He turned slightly away from Lan Xichen, wondering what else he could see. Could he smell his brother on him? Almost certainly, he could still feel the last remnants of seed trickling from him. He felt his whole body flush with that thought.
Well, thank you, Sewu Jun, he said, trying not to let his discomfort show. He wasn't ashamed of what he and Lan Wanxi had done, after all. Not when Lan Xichen had taken such an encouraging attitude to the arrangement to begin with. Still, there was a limit to how much he wanted the sect leader involved in this. When he moved back towards the house, he caught Lan Xichen craning his neck to look at him. Belatedly, he realized what Lan Xichen was looking at and slapped his free hand over his scent gland. Now it was Lan Xichen's turn to blush, though his smile didn't waver.
"Yes, well, I wanted to make sure you and Wanxi were doing well," he said. "Is there anything else you need?"
No, I don't think so. But thank you again for the food. I'm ravenous."
He grinned unabashed at the other Omega. Lan Xichen gave him a knowing smile and began to duck through the gate.
"Tell Wanxi I said hello."
"I will when he wakes up," replied Wei Wuxian with a wave.
He laughed to himself as he turned back to the house and went inside. He ducked his head through the doorway to the bedroom for a second to hear the undisturbed, even breathing of his alpha from the bed. Then he made himself comfortable at the table and began eating through a significant chunk of the food in the basket. His eyes caught on the jars of wine Lan Wanxi had brought. 2 days ago now, was it? Two of them remained untouched, and he considered opening one with his breakfast, but decided against it. He'd save them for when he really wanted them, since he didn't know when he could get more here in the cloud recesses. A short time later, he heard the sounds of Lan Wanxi moving around, and then the man himself appeared in the doorway. Wei Wuxian held up the basket.
"Your brother brought food."
He returned to the rice ball he'd been eating. Lan Wanxi settled down next to him and began looking through the food. It seemed he was as hungry as Wei Wuxian had been, since he started eating some of everything.
"I was surprised Lan Xichen would bring this himself," commented Wei Wuxian between bites.
"No talking while eating."
Wei Wuxian grinned at the unsurprising admonishment, but obediently quieted while he finished his breakfast. Finally satisfied, he leaned back from the table on his hands and watched Lan Wanxi eat swiftly but neatly.
"Anyway, I think your brother had ulterior motives bringing us breakfast," he said after a time.
He waited to see if he could lure Lan Wanxi into breaking the rule, but Lan Wanxi only raised his eyebrow at him in question. Wei Wuxian laughed softly.
"I think he wanted to make sure I wasn't mistreating his baby brother. He definitely was checking out my neck to see if he needed to start planning an emergency wedding."
Lan Wanxi gave a small frown. Wei Wuxian's hand rose to brush against his unmarked scent gland again.
"He must have been relieved he won't have to welcome me to the family."
He chuckled under his breath at the thought of everyone's reactions if that happened. Him, Wei Wuxian, joining the virtuous Lan clan. Lan Tijin would probably die of a heart attack. He looked up and saw Lan Wanxi had stopped eating. Wei Wuxian leaned into his space and brushed their shoulders together.
"Thank you, by the way," he said.
Lan Wanxi looked up at him, brow furrowed.
"For not bonding me," he explained. "I appreciate it."
Lan Wanxi's brows drew further down, his face darkening. Wei Wuxian realized that his entire body had gone rigid next to him.
"Lan Chan?"
he asked, not sure why he was pulling away. Lan Wanxi didn't acknowledge him, didn't look at him. He was staring at the table, through the table, frozen in place for several long seconds.
"Lan Chan, what is it?"
Lan Wanxi got to his feet in an abrupt movement, still not looking at him at all. He turned towards the bedroom and hurried through the doorway. After another moment, Wei Wuxian heard the slide of the bathroom door opening and closing. Maybe Lan Wanxi was feeling sick? He frowned, looking at Lan Wanxi's half-eaten food. He gathered up the remains and bundled them back into the napkin. Then he stood and went to the bedroom. Not sure what to do, he sat on the edge of the bed. A few moments later, the bathroom door opened, and Lan Wanxi appeared, fully dressed, including his shoes.
Lanchan?
He said, confused. Long Wanzi's eyes passed over him as if he didn't see him at all. There was just a flicker of hesitation in his movement, and Wei Wuxian thought he was going to speak. But then he turned to the door and strode out, his back firmly to him. Wei Wuxian felt stunned, no idea what was happening, and it took a minute before he jumped up and tried to follow him. By that time, Lanchan was already in the courtyard, opening the gate. Wei Wuxian stood in the door of the cottage and watched him leave, never once turning to look back at him. Long Wanzi let the gate close behind him on its own, and it didn't latch properly, so it bounced open. A cold lump settled in his stomach, his throat tight. He couldn't figure out what had happened. He looked back to the table where they had eaten. He walked aimlessly back into the bedroom, looking at the rumpled bed, at the faint stain left from where they'd made love a short time before. He turned back to the front room. What now? His gaze snagged on the bottles of liquor. Well, that was an option. When Lan Xichen knocked on the open doorway an hour or so later, Wei Wuxian was sprawled on the matting in the front room, the last bottle of wine clutched loosely in his hand.
Wei Gongzu?
He called, his face concerned.
Yeah, Wei Wuxian answered, saluting the sect leader with his empty bottle. If you're looking for Lan Chan, he's gone. Don't know where, don't know why.
He sighed heavily.
No, I've seen my brother, said Lan Xichen, coming into the room.
He flicked his fingers and lit the lamps in the room with a talisman. The gloom of evening receded, and details of the space came into focus. The bed in the next room was still unmade, still dirty. Discarded robes and bedding and towels lay everywhere. The scent of an Alpha and Omega coupling permeated everything. Wei Wuxian should have been embarrassed by these things, but he couldn't work up the energy to care.
Then you've come to evict me from your heat room, I take it. Or from the cloud recesses, I guess.
He couldn't help the way his lower lip extended in a pout. He was feeling quite sorry for himself.
Lan Xichen took a breath. No, of course not, he said levelly. I came to find out what happened between you, why my brother is beside himself.
Did you try asking him?
Naturally, but he wouldn't speak.
Lan Xichen folded his hands in front of his body. Wei Wuxian heaved another sigh.
Then your guess is as good as mine. He woke up, ate a little, we barely exchanged a few words, and he stormed out.
Lan Xichen lowered himself to a sitting position across the table from Wei Wuxian. What words exactly? Wei Wuxian shook his head from side to side.
I don't know. Just, I told him you came by, and then...
What? The question was soft and kind.
I thanked him for not bonding me.
Wei Wuxian's voice was small.
And then he got angry and left. I mean, what does that mean? Because I don't even know.
Lan Xichen frowned.
He must have assumed it meant you didn't want to bond with him. I mean, that's just stupid. We hadn't even talked about it. Just because I'm glad he didn't do it without asking me doesn't mean I don't want it.
Wanzi sometimes can jump to conclusions. He's not always rational, especially where you are concerned. Wei Wuxian stared at him.
It can't just be that. He must have regretted volunteering. As soon as he wasn't driven crazy by my heat, he left.
Wei Ying, said Lan Xichen soberly. The use of his birth name made Wei Wuxian look up and meet his eyes. Do you really believe that? That Wanzi would do such a thing? Can you really not see? The sect leader's expression was pleading, intently staring at him. Wei Wuxian frowned and looked away, feeling his throat growing tight again. He looked down at the hand holding the empty wine jug, then noticed something under the sleeve of his borrowed robe. It was Long Wanzi's forehead ribbon, wound around his wrist over and over, tied neatly into place by the man himself. As he stared at his wrist, Lan Xichen's hand entered his field of vision and lightly touched the ribbon. You see, he said quietly. Do you really believe Wanzi doesn't care for you? Wei Wuxian looked up at him, confused.
What do you mean? He asked.
Lan Xichen looked surprised.
Did Wanzi really not explain what this means to you?
You mean the ribbon?
The sect leader let out a heavy sigh. The Lan forehead ribbon is very important.
It symbolizes our self-restraint and is not meant to be touched by anyone but ourselves and those closest to us. Our parents, our spouses.
Wei Wuxian felt his eyebrows lift. All the times he carelessly grabbed for Long Wanzi's ribbon flashed through his mind.
Giving it to someone else. Wanzi Chen took a breath as if considering his words.
Wei Gongsu, during our wedding ceremony, we bind together the hands of the two being married with their ribbons. Around their wrists, very similar to this.
Wei Wuxian blinked at him, his heart beat loud in his ears for a moment.
Really?
He croaked. Lan Xichen's expression grew firmer. Wanzi has very strong feelings for you. He is more upset than I have seen him in some time. Almost like he is grieving again.
The words seemed to pierce into his chest, causing an ache that quickly spread outwards.
Again? He asked through the lump in his throat.
Lan Xichen expelled air through his nostrils.
When you died, he went into seclusion for 3 years.
What?
His voice sounded very small, even to his own ears.
Did he explain the marks on his back?
Wei Wuxian shook his head.
Once he was punished for standing by you after Nightless City, for the Lan sect members he attacked when they came to take him away from you.
Wei Wuxian's head spun. He reached for memories that weren't there.
After... He looked up at Lan Xichen desperately. Sehu Jun, I don't know what happened. After Nightless City, I don't remember. Lan Chan was there?
He was. He brought you to the burial mound and tried to defend you. When we came for him to bring him home, he fought rather than come with us. He refused to leave you.
Wei Wuxian leapt to his feet, unable to stand still. His throat was choked and his eyes stung. He paced frenetically from one side of the cottage to the other.
Lan Xichen's words echoed through his mind. He thought of the sight of those scars across Lan Chan's shoulders and back, remembered feeling them with his fingers as he clutched onto him, as Long Wanzi drove into him. Thought about the song he'd played, the song in the cavern. Thought of Lan Chan saying, "Always wanted it." His voice growling, "Mine," as he claimed him. Elegant hands winding the white ribbon around and around his wrist solemnly. He slowly turned back to Lan Xichen, who now stood waiting, his face impassive.
He tried.
He swallowed.
I didn't know. I'm sorry, I didn't...
Was it possible?
Do you mean Lan Chan, he wants...
He took a breath, trying to steady his racing heart with no success.
You mean he wants me? Wants to bond me? Wants to...
Marry. The word echoed in his head, but he couldn't form it with his lips. He looked down at the white ribbon around his wrist.
I have to go.
He headed for the door.
Wei Gongzu,
cried Lan Xichen. He looked back over his shoulder at him.
You're barefoot and barely dressed.
Wei Wuxian stared at him, then heaved a sigh.
Fine, he muttered, bending down and pulling on his boots.
He ran into the bedroom and grabbed a second robe, wrapping it around himself carelessly. It didn't fit him and wasn't even intended as an outer robe, but now he was wearing two layers, and maybe that was enough to keep the Lan sect from spontaneously combusting at the sight of him. He once more headed for the exit.
Where is he?
He called to Lan Xichen as he pulled open the door.
The Xingxi, when I saw him.
Wei Wuxian nodded and headed through the door. He wished for his sword, for the first time in a long time, just because he wanted to be able to go faster than his legs would take him. He did end up running much of the way, only slowing when he saw others staring. No running in the cloud recesses, his brain reminded him. He approached the Xingxi with his heart pounding. He didn't knock, just opened the door and barged in. He let out a breath in relief when he saw Long Wanzi's figure in the room, sitting in front of his guqin. Then he stopped, suddenly realizing he had no idea what to say. Long Wanzi didn't look up, didn't acknowledge his presence at all. He could very well have been a statue, except that there were small imperfections in his normally immaculate appearance. His robes were creased and wrinkled in places. His hair was entirely loose, flowing over his shoulders freely. He did not wear a headband. And there, on the side of his throat, Wei Wuxian could just make out a bruise in the shape of his own mouth. His breath came short, and he felt like he couldn't get enough air to speak. It took him several tries before he forced out the words.
Lan Chan.
Long Wanzi blinked, but didn't look at him.
Lan-chan, don't...
he begged, hopelessness filling him. Words swirled through his mind, none of them the right ones. Don't be mad at me. I didn't mean it. I didn't do anything. Stop being so difficult. He approached the seated figure slowly, one step at a time. When he was almost within arm's reach, he paused and then lowered himself down across from Long Wansi. He sat directly in Long Wansi's line of sight, but Long Wansi only shifted his gaze down to the floor. Wei Wuxian let out a heavy sigh.
Lan-chan, he said plaintively.
Then, because he didn't know what else to do, he stuck out his arm and pulled up the sleeve, displaying the ribbon.
Do you want this back?
He asked. Long Wansi looked at his wrist and something flickered across his face. Wei Wuxian's teeth dug into his bottom lip. He covered the ribbon with his other hand protectively.
No, actually, he said softly. I want to keep it.
He thought Long Wansi's body twitched at that, but he remained staring at the overlapping loops of white.
Your brother told me what it means, he said, stroking the ribbon, playing with the knot holding it in place. Told me about how it's used in your marriage ceremony.
Long Wansi's lips moved.
Is that what you meant when you did this?
He asked, barely above a whisper. Now Long Wansi's lips were parted, and the breath moving through them came faster. They stayed frozen that way, Wei Wuxian praying for an answer, for the right answer, but receiving nothing. He let out a sigh and slumped.
Or did it mean nothing?
Now Long Wansi's eyes flicked up to his, and there was such emotion in them, such fierceness, that Wei Wuxian didn't know whether to hope or not.
It meant, said Long Wansi.
It seemed that was a complete statement. Wei Wuxian nearly felt like strangling him.
It meant, he repeated blankly.
He heaved a sigh.
Lan-chan, what I said, I didn't mean...
He reached up and touched his scent gland.
I just meant I was glad you didn't do it without giving me a choice, not anything else.
Long Wansi's eyes were still on him, still burning.
All of this, he continued, not really knowing where he was going, but just needing to talk. All of this is new to me. I can't imagine anyone wanting to be stuck with me, wanting to be bonded to me.
Wei Ying.
The words were a breath expelled with force. Long Wansi seemed closer than he should have been, as if he'd somehow closed the distance between them without Wei Wuxian noticing.
Everything that's happened,
Wei Wuxian kept talking, in spite of his heart pounding in his ears, in spite of the urge to reach forward and grab onto the alpha in front of him.
It was during a heat, and I know maybe we weren't ourselves.
He bit his lip, waiting to see if Long Wansi would take the out.
You weren't yourself?
Long Wansi asked, his voice wavering. Wei Wuxian didn't know what to say.
I've never felt like that before, Lan-chan. I've never felt like this, he said,
leaning forward, his hand pressing to his breast.
I don't want it to stop.
He looked at the beautiful man kneeling only inches away. He wanted to kiss him so badly.
I want you. I want to be with you. I want to night hunt with you and be by your side and want to spend my heats with you. I want to kiss you and make love to you, and I want...
He paused, breathless, and touched the ribbon around his wrist again.
I want this, and it terrifies me.
Long Wansi's eyes had grown wider and wider while he spoke, moving from his wrist to his face and back again. And then, in one overwhelming movement, Wei Wuxian was engulfed in his embrace, and warm lips crashed against his own. He opened his mouth and let Long Wansi claim him, let him delve as deeply as he wanted. Strong arms were the only thing holding him up. He felt entirely boneless under the onslaught. Long Wansi broke away.
Want you,
he said, looking intently into his eyes.
Want to be with you,
he kissed him.
Want to night hunt with you and spend your heats with you.
Another kiss, this one deeper.
Want to make love to you.
An even deeper kiss, and Wei Wuxian was almost bent entirely backwards in his arms. Long Wansi pulled away again. His eyes burned as he stared at him.
Want to bond with you. Want you to be mine, only mine.
Wei Wuxian's heart thumped hard and he inhaled a shaky breath.
He nodded.
Yes. He breathed and was going to continue, but Long Wansi's lips were on his again, and he never got the chance. Soon he was flat on the floor with Longwanzi on top of him, both kissing each other like they would never get another opportunity. But they would, he thought. After a time, when Wei Wuxian's lips were sore and hot from so much activity, Longwanzi pushed himself up on his forearms.
"Marry me?"
he asked, his face showing a trace of uncertainty that Wei Wuxian found incredibly endearing. He smiled up at him. "Yes," he said, nodding to emphasize it. "If you really want someone like me." He said it flirtatiously, but his heart trembled. Longwanzi's face was soft, softer than he'd ever seen it.
"Always," he replied, then leaned down for a kiss. "Always you."
Chapter 7. 2 weeks later. Wei Wuxian looked out at the banquet through the haze of the red veil. It was perhaps for the best that he couldn't see everyone's expressions clearly. He knew what some of them would be. Lan Tijin's frown was distinct enough, and had been all day. Lan Xichen's smile was wider than ever. Despite the worries that lay on all of them about Nie Mingjue's body and what all they'd discovered so far meant, today Lan Xichen looked like a weight had been lifted from him. Wei Wuxian had to smile at the obvious love Lan Xichen bore for his brother. Wei Wuxian reached for his cup and brought it under his veil to sip. As the wedding was held in the cloud recesses, wine was still forbidden, but he had concealed a small flask of Emperor's Smile in the sleeve of his wedding robe, and slyly used it to fill his cup. Longwanzi had provided the wine, so he surely couldn't object. The atmosphere of the wedding banquet contained a certain tension. Most of the attending disciples appeared more confused than anything. He and Longwanzi had agreed to marry quickly, so it was a small event, hastily prepared. He imagined that Longwanzi minded as little as he did. The important thing was to be bound together as soon as possible, both formally and intimately. Wei Wuxian already felt his heart belonged to Lan Chan, and the Alpha had claimed his body every night for the last 2 weeks. Now it would be recognized, seen by others, the truth, undeniable and real. He felt desire stir at the base of his spine. He was anxious to get to the wedding bed, to have Lan Chan's mark bitten into him. They had made their bows and poured tea for the elders, and now the time was near for the final ceremonies. He felt his lover, his husband, stir next to him. He looked up to see Longwanzi staring at him intently. He picked up a wave of arousal from him. Ah, he must have smelled Wei Wuxian's desire. Their eyes met and held, the veil feeling so ephemeral and yet such a barrier between them. Suddenly, Longwanzi stood. Talk cut off as some of the guests noticed the groom standing, his face stony as usual. Then he extended a hand down to Wei Wuxian.
"Wei Ying," he said, low and private.
Wei Wuxian felt his lips stretch into a wide grin as he reached up and took his husband's strong hand. Longwanzi helped him to his feet, and they held each other's eyes for a moment more, standing hand in hand in front of the assembled crowd. Then Longwanzi turned and led him towards the head table. They both bowed formally to the elders of the sect. Lan Xichen stepped forward and then looked back and urged someone else forward as well. Wen Ying rose to his feet from the end of the table and hurried to a place just behind the sect leader. These two were what they had for attendance, neither of them being blessed with an abundance of close friends. There had been some complaining about having a fierce corpse at a wedding, but Wei Wuxian had put his foot down. Wen Ying was the closest thing he had to family. At least to family who would be willing to attend his wedding. So the bride's maid of honor was the infamous ghost general, and that was that. Lan Xichen and Wen Ning led the way towards the Xingxi. For some reason, Wei Wuxian felt his stomach grow unsettled, nervous. Certainly it was ridiculous to feel that way. He wasn't a blushing virgin facing his alpha's touch for the first time. But all of the ceremony and the fact that when they arrived, the Xingxi looked very different to when he'd seen it last made him apprehensive. He'd agreed to bow to tradition and spend at least the night before the wedding apart from Longwanzi. It was a pretense, the idea that they hadn't spent every night since his heat together in the same bed. Longwanzi had actually protested being separated from him for such a short time, which must go to show how much he had truly changed since they were young. Wei Wuxian smiled to remember Longwanzi's reaction when his uncle had originally instructed them not to see each other at all between their first heat and their wedding, as was proper for a courting couple. He had nearly thought the two men would come to blows. For his part, he hadn't been able to forgive Lan Tijin for the scars on his lover's back, despite the decade and more that had passed since they had been inflicted. For Wei Wuxian, the wounds were still fresh, especially since they'd been suffered on his behalf. But ultimately, Lan Tixian hadn't stood in the way of their marriage, seeming resigned to the idea from the start, only quibbling about the details. How soon it should occur, and who would attend, and the sleeping arrangements that were proper. He'd protested, he claimed, out of concern for proper treatment of an Omega, even if the Omega in question had no family who wished to take responsibility for him. Which felt more like salt in the wound to him, since he must have known fighting for Wei Wuxian's respectability was a losing cause. He had no honor to defend, for all that Lan Wanzi had indeed taken his virginity. So he hadn't seen the Xingxi since the morning before, when he'd gone away with Wen Ning to Kaiyi Town to drink his fill on his last night as an unbound Omega. While he had been gone, the Xingxi had been draped with sheer red curtains. Lan Wanzi led him in their direction, looking back at him as if to check he was still following, despite having him still by the hand. He pulled back one of the drapes, revealing a new bed in the place of the previous one. This one was larger, with a sturdier frame. It lacked some of the intricate elegance of Lan Wanzi's old bed, but certainly looked inviting. The bed was covered in red silk, with an abundance of pillows in a variety of shapes. Wei Wuxian sat on the bed and Lan Wanzi joined him. They were nearly touching, barely a breath of air between their thighs. Wen Ning came forward with the pillow on which sat a wooden rod, and Lan Wanzi took up that instrument. He used the rod to lift Wei Wuxian's veil, suddenly bringing everything into proper color and focus for the first time. Wei Wuxian smiled at his husband, relishing the soft expression on Lan Wanzi's face. They stared at one another for a long moment, only broken when Lan Xichen stepped forward to offer Wei Wuxian the half-cooked dumpling. He grinned and dutifully took a bite and pronounced it raw, but instead of spitting it out into Lan Xichen's hand, he swallowed the bite emphatically. He touched his stomach and looked at Lan Wanzi, wondering if he was thinking the same as Wei Wuxian. This tradition was said to ensure fertility, but it was very possible that Wei Wuxian already carried Lan Wanzi's child. They had discussed it after their heat, whether Wei Wuxian should drink the tea which prevented pregnancy. Neither of them had liked the idea. Wei Wuxian wasn't sure if he was ready to have a baby, but he also loved the idea of having Lan Wanzi's child, of making a family for themselves. So they decided to leave it up to the heavens. It wasn't certain they had conceived during the heat, but privately Wei Wuxian was almost sure of it. How could he have been so filled up with Lan Wanzi's seed and not had something take root? Wen Ning stepped forward again with a different tray this time. It held a bottle of Emperor's Smile, a second carafe, and two elegant cups. Wei Wuxian grinned. "Breaking all the rules, are we?" he asked Lan Xichen. The sect leader shrugged. "Some things are more important," he said with a look to his brother. Wei Wuxian followed his gaze and saw Lan Wanzi looking bashful, the tips of his ears flushed pink. Wei Wuxian beamed at him. Wen Ning came forward, and Lan Xichen poured the wine into one of the fine jade cups and the liquid from the carafe into the other. It appeared to be tea. That was probably best, considering Lan Wanzi's reaction to a single cup of wine. He wasn't sure what it would be like to have his husband in that state on their wedding night. It might be fun. Well, they could try that some other time. He picked up the cup of wine as Lan Wanzi took hold of his tea, and they linked their arms to drink. That brought them very close, and Wei Wuxian really wanted to kiss Lan Chan then, but restrained himself. The anticipation in his core grew, however. Then it was time for the final bit of ceremony. At a gesture from Lan Xichen, Wei Wuxian reached up and removed Lan Wanzi's forehead ribbon. He felt the intensity of his husband's eyes on his, remembered the past times he'd done this, unaware of the act's significance. He handed the ribbon to Lan Wanzi, who tied it elegantly and firmly around Wei Wuxian's right wrist. Then Wei Wuxian, with a little more difficulty, tied the other end to Lan Wanzi's left wrist. They looked up and gazed at one another, and it almost felt like the ribbon on his wrist was warm, like a hand grasping him. Wei Wuxian felt tears prickle behind his eyes. This was real, and they were bound, soon to be one flesh and one soul. He felt a deep need flood through him, up from his groin. He trembled at the strength of it, the desire for his alpha to take him, to make him his. A polite cough from Lan Xichen, and both he and Lan Wanzi startled at the reminder that they were not alone. He laughed as he turned to their observers. Wen Ning had a strange expression on his face, a frown or pout perhaps. Maybe it was sadness. It was difficult to tell emotions on that face, given his undead state. Wen Ning saw his look and bowed hurriedly.
Congratulations, Gongzi, he said. And honor, Gongzi. Wei Wuxian smiled at him. Thank you, Wen Ning. Long Wanxi bowed his head. Lan Xichen stepped forward. Congratulations, he echoed, bowing to them. They both inclined their heads. Wei Gongzi, welcome to the family. His smile was genuine and his words warm, and they brought another prickle of tears to Wei Wuxian's eyes. Thank you, Sewu Jun, he said with sincerity. It meant a lot to know that at least one person was genuinely happy to have him as a relative. Even if it was only for Long Wanxi's sake, it didn't matter. Thank you, Xiangsheng, said Long Wanxi, and the softness of the words made them sound much more than a formal courtesy. Lan Xichen blinked a couple times and then broke into an enthusiastic smile. We'll leave you alone now, he said with a hint of amusement. Lan Xichen and Wen Ning bowed again and then turned, shutting the door firmly behind them. Wei Wuxian turned to his husband. His breath came quickly, and he suddenly didn't know what he wanted to say. Long Wanxi looked back at him and didn't speak either. Finally, after the silence grew awkward, Wei Wuxian looked around them to the sheltering draperies of fabric. This is very lovely. For you, replied Long Wanxi. Wei Wuxian smiled, warmth filling his chest. He leaned closer to the man in front of him, this beautiful man in red silk, all his somehow, through everything. He reached out and pressed the palm of his hand over Long Wanxi's chest. I love you, husband, he said, more quietly than he intended. His voice just came out in a hush. Husband, repeated Long Wanxi, his eyes swimming with emotion. Wei Wuxian smiled and leaned in, and then their lips were finally meeting in a kiss. Long Wanxi's hand cupped his face, the ribbon tugging his wrist up as well, so he mirrored the movement and touched Long Wanxi's jaw. They kissed, soft and slow, taking their time despite the heat building between them, despite the palpable desire that came off them both in waves. They parted eventually, and Long Wanxi's eyes dipped down and then back up. Wei Ying looks beautiful. You look pretty good in red yourself, he replied. He thought he saw the corner of Long Wanxi's mouth twitch up in response to his own grin. He leaned closer, bringing his lips almost to Long Wanxi's ear. Will Lanar Gege claim his bride now? He thrilled at the way Long Wanxi's breath caught in his chest at those words. And then he was being pressed back, Long Wanxi's full weight bearing down on him, covering him. A hot mouth claimed his own, not timid or slow anymore, but penetrating and demanding. Red silk slid on red silk as they shifted and ground together. Long Wanxi's hand traced down his body to his waist, tugging on his belts, mistreating the fabric as he pulled the layers of his wedding robes open. A final tie snapped somewhere in his clothing, and then his chest was exposed to Long Wanxi's wandering hand. Long Wanxi sat up and looked down on him. Wei Wuxian already felt disheveled, the crown atop his head lopsided, his robes crushed and shoved aside, and his lips wet and tender. The heat of Long Wanxi's gaze seared over him, raked his naked flesh. Then his mouth followed, latching onto first the side of his throat, and then trailing down, down to his nipples and then his navel. Wei Wuxian lifted his hips needily, his cock tenting the fabric of his trousers. He could feel the slick escaping him behind as well, ruining the fine fabric. Long Wanxi mouthed over the muscles of his abdomen and stomach, his robes heavy against his cock. Then Long Wanxi's free hand slid between them and palmed him, wringing a moan from his throat. Yes, Lan Chan, oh, please, he begged. Long Wanxi tugged his trousers down roughly, exposing just his cock and balls, before falling hungrily on him. Long Wanxi took his cock into his mouth in one smooth motion, almost to the root. He sucked at him, bobbing his head, not taking his time at all. Long Wanxi seemed like a man on the edge of losing all control, which thrilled Wei Wuxian to his core. There was nothing he loved more than making Long Wanxi lose that iron self-control. He grabbed for the hand bound to his and interlaced their fingers. He could feel a faint trembling in Long Wanxi's hand, though it could have been his own was shaking as well. Oh, Lan Chan, your mouth feels so good, he moaned, knowing how Long Wanxi'd like to hear him. Long Wanxi growled around his cock, such a sexy noise. I need you, husband, he continued, emphasizing the last word. I'm so wet for you, so ready. I need your cock in me, my love.
Longwanzi lifted off his cock with another growl and looked up at him, face desperate. Yes, that was it.
Don't you want to fuck your husband, Lan Chan? He goaded. Want to make me yours with your cock and with your teeth? Mark me up so everyone knows?
His words were cut off by the crash of Longwanzi's mouth against his. Longwanzi bit at his lips and grabbed a hard hold in his hair, bending his neck back to allow him better access. Then he broke away, panting, and moved down the exposed column of his throat, sucking and biting a series of marks into his skin. All of them would show tomorrow, would tell everyone who he belonged to. Wei Wuxian bucked up against his still entirely clothed husband, leaving trails of moisture on the fine silk from his cock.
Lan Chan, he whined. You're wearing too many clothes.
Don't have to take them off to take you, replied Longwanzi against his skin. Wei Wuxian groaned at the thought.
Would you do that? He asked. Fuck me wearing those beautiful wedding clothes? Get them all stained?
Longwanzi only growled, but he reared back and reached down, yanking Wei Wuxian's trousers down and off his legs, his slippers flying away as well. This left Wei Wuxian naked, lying on the spread-open surface of his silk robes. One sleeve was still around his right arm, which was tied to Longwanzi's left. The sight of him entirely exposed seemed to further inflame Longwanzi's passion. He reached down and parted the front of his robe below the belt, loosening the strings of his trousers and tugging them down enough to let his large alpha cock bob into view. Longwanzi stroked himself a couple of times, watching Wei Wuxian watch him. Then he reached over and grabbed the first pillow that was within reach and shoved it under Wei Wuxian's hips. Wei Wuxian's heart pounded so fast. Everything about this made things feel so much different, so much weightier than before. He trembled, his legs visibly shaking where they bent up on either side of Longwanzi's body. Longwanzi reached down and stroked across his perineum, then across his damp pucker. Two fingers slid into him, the sudden stretch making his breath catch. He was so wet they slid all the way into him easily, but the muscles of his rim still burned, taking two at once. But Wei Wuxian had been half expecting to take Lan Chan's cock just like that, with no preparation, so he didn't mind at all. He'd discovered he rather liked the burn. It made the melting pleasure sweeter when it came. And he liked feeling it afterward. Liked it when he sat down in public and was reminded of his alpha's cock and knot inside him. And Longwanzi always noticed when he flinched, his ears going pink at the memory of what had caused it. It always made Wei Wuxian want to climb into his lap and mount him right there, wherever they were. But now Lan Chan was hurriedly fingering him, pulling at his rim before adding a third finger. Wei Wuxian pressed his hips up and groaned in encouragement.
It's okay, Lan Chan. I can take your cock. Can take the whole thing right now. Fill me up, husband. Give me your cock and your knot like you know I love.
Longwanzi gritted his teeth and glared at him, visibly panting. He was just about ready to snap. Wei Wuxian reached his free hand down and grabbed Lan Chan's cock, squeezing and stroking over the head. Longwanzi made a broken sound, and then he was grabbing onto Wei Wuxian's wrist with bruising force and pushing both of his arms above his head. He held his wrists in the hand bound by the ribbon, and then used his other hand to spread Wei Wuxian's thighs open wider. Longwanzi's cock pressed to his wet hole and shoved. It was slow going, getting something so thick through his tight rim, but they'd gotten better at it. Soon that length was opening him up deeper and deeper. Jolts of pleasure shot up his spine as it ground into him, along with the intense stretching. Lan Chan didn't push in all the way, but started fucking him with about half his length. His hips snapped in quick rhythm, making Wei Wuxian gasp and whimper with every thrust. Hardly any time had passed before he felt the pressure in his cock, in his balls, the knowledge of his climax growing closer. The angle was just right, Longwanzi gripping his hip and driving into him in perfect, short, sharp jolts.
Lan Chan, he sobbed. Oh, you're so cruel, you're being so mean to make me come so fast.
He babbled and writhed, but couldn't escape the building pleasure. With a scream, he toppled over the edge, spurting hot stripes onto his stomach and shaking himself apart on his alpha's cock. Longwanzi fucked him through it and then paused, letting him mercifully catch his breath. Wei Wuxian looked up at his husband, who stared intently down at him.
Lan Chan, he moaned weakly.
He knew that was only the first time he would come. Longwanzi wouldn't be satisfied until he'd climaxed over and over, until they were both utterly unable to continue. Oh, he sighed, wriggling his hips to feel the movement inside him. Give me more of it, Lanchan, he urged. More, husband. Longwanzi obeyed, sliding deep into him in one stroke, making him cry out. Yes. Lanchan's knot touched his rim, the flare opening him up a little wider. Lanchan started fucking him again, long strokes now, slow but feeling like they bruised him deep inside. With each stroke, the bulb of his knot stretched him a little bit wider, slid a little more into him, until finally he was loose enough for it to slip inside. He keened as it breached him, the breath punched out of him. Now Longwanzi drove deep in small little thrusts, pulling back and stretching him, and then pounding back in. The curve of the knot pressed against his inner walls, driving his pleasure higher. When he looked down at his stomach, inclined upwards to meet Longwanzi's hips, he could see the bulge of his alpha's cock so deep in him. His cock, half-hard, bounced from the force of the thrusts. Longwanzi's hands tightened on his waist and wrists as he grew more frantic. He panted for harsh breath, his eyes wide and a red flush spreading up his neck from his chest. Only a handful more strokes and then, blinding white across Wei Wuxian's vision, as the knot inside him swelled and he came violently. The knot ground against his most sensitive places as he felt his alpha filling him with warmth. Finally, after endless moments of aching pleasure, they both stilled, panting. Longwanzi was collapsed against him. His fine silk robes would be stained with sweat and the seed from Wei Wuxian's release. And it didn't matter, not when they were connected this way, locked together into one body. Wei Wuxian tugged his hands against the grip restraining him, and Longwanzi let him go. He reached down with his unbound hand and pulled Lanchan's face up to his for a kiss. Longwanzi's movements were loose and sloppy, so unlike his normal demeanor. His tongue collided with Wei Wuxian's, the kiss a confusion of lips and teeth. Wei Ying loved feeling him so unrestrained, so relaxed and natural. It was like he was drunk, despite the tea in his earlier cup. Clumsy, adorable, drunk Lanchan. But the only thing they were both drunk on was shared pleasure. Each small twitch of movement set off tiny fireworks inside him. His alpha's cock was still rock hard, filling him so completely it was like he could feel every bit of it along his passage. Like he was made to be filled in this way, his body a perfect sleeve for his lover, his husband. Lanchan, he sighed happily, I love you. I love you too, Wei Ying. Wei Wuxian's cheeks stretched with his widest smile. It wasn't that this was the first time Longwanzi had put it into words, but this time it felt like a vow, clear and decisive and forever. Lanchan, Lanherkuka, I want you to make me yours. Are you going to? Of course. The words were spoken into his neck, and Lanchan pressed a kiss there, sucking a mark into his skin. When? Wei Wuxian asked, persistent. Soon, Longwanzi promised. Next time you finish. He nipped lightly. Want to feel you breaking when I bite you. Wei Wuxian let out an involuntary whine. He shifted his hips, invitation and temptation. How long? He whined. How long do I have to wait, Gurgur? Longwanzi responded with a little growl. Then he reached down between them and grasped Wei Wuxian's cock, mostly soft, though it was valiantly trying to respond to all the stimulation. When you're hard, Longwanzi said, stroking his cock. Wei Wuxian whimpered. Fine, he exhaled. Give me a minute, though. I'm not in heat. He'd learned in the past weeks that Longwanzi's stamina was beyond belief, both in and out of heat. He loved it, though sometimes his body regretted it the next day. But he would never get tired of how much Lanchan wanted him, every day, over and over, never any less eager no matter how many times they did it. Sometimes he played the game of protesting, of begging for respite, but only because he loved making Longwanzi win him over, making him demand and claim what he desired. He loved pushing Lanchan to his breaking point, so when he slid into him he could feel his hands shaking where he grabbed him. Wei Wuxian hummed happily at his train of thought. Longwanzi replied with his own soft, contented sound, nuzzling his neck still. His cock shifted inside Wei Wuxian. Wei Wuxian could feel himself working back up to another round. another rock of Longwanzi's hips, and he knew his lover was getting impatient. Knotted together like this, it was different. Longwanzi couldn't pull out to pound into him. They could only rock and shift together, small movements that nevertheless brought them shuddering to climax, sometimes multiple times. It was intimate, being this close, face to face, and feeling every little twitch each other made. The build was slow like this, with the knot rocking against his tender places. He pulled Longwanzi into another kiss as their hips really began to move. "I love you," he said again when they parted. "So much, Lanchan." Longwanzi squeezed his cock again, testing him, probably feeling him grow and harden under his touch. "I want to be a good husband for you, a good Omega. Want to let you fuck me every night and give you babies." A particularly strong press inside him. Their speed was increasing and he grew short of breath. Still, he babbled. "Want to make you happy. Want to give you everything you ever imagined. Anything you want, my love." He could feel Longwanzi's breath hot against his throat. "Am happy," said Lanchan. "Wei Ying." His name was said almost prayerfully. "Lanchan," he replied. "I never thought I could have this, something like this. But you were out there the whole time, waiting. Oh, I never want to stop. Never want to lose this. Promise me, Lanchan." He was gasping for air in between thoughts, the constant building pleasure rising. "Promise," replied Lanchan, voice rough. "Always." For a while, they panted and moved in time together, driving themselves closer and closer to the final height. Longwanzi's mouth found his scent gland. He mouthed at it, licked it, sucked at the sensitive flesh until Wei Wuxian was nearly sobbing. "Lanchan, oh, Lanchan," he moaned. Need you, want you, want to be yours." Longwanzi growled, low and threatening, speaking to something deep in Wei Wuxian's core that thrilled at the sound. Oh, yes. He was getting closer. Lanchan's hips snapped, body tense now, both of them straining towards the end. Wait, commanded Longwanzi. So Wei Wuxian tried to hold himself back from that edge, despite the perfect movement of their bodies, pressing themselves together so wonderfully, instinct taking them through it. "Please, Lanchan," he whined. Do it, hurry, please." And then he knew he was going to come. His climax approached inevitably, and there was no holding back. Just one more thrust, and one more, and... He let out a wordless sob as he teetered on the brink, and then crashed down into thrashing pleasure. He lost track of himself, his body, but he felt the fiery heat in his core and the sharp piercing at his throat, and he shuddered, pierced and held and tormented from both ends of himself at once. He only became aware that he was shouting when his throat grew painful and dry and he had to stop. He felt like his entire body was one big heartbeat, pulsing in perfect time with Lanchan's heartbeat. The two of them linked, body, heart, and soul. Longwanzi's teeth remained clamped to him, pressing deeper painfully to make sure the impression took. Wei Wuxian felt more than a little like prey, at the mercy of a bigger, stronger animal. And yet he was a willing sacrifice. Something in him loved being the hunted, the captured. So often in his life he had been the victor, the one on top. Only Lanchan could take him down and relieve him of all concerns. He could trust all of himself to Lanchan, give everything to him when they were like this, knowing Lanchan would treasure each little piece of him, even the less than flattering ones. Wei Wuxian felt tears sting his eyes and this time run over, down his cheeks. Longwanzi released his hold on his throat and pulled back, looking down at him with wild eyes. Those eyes widened on perceiving his tears, and he bent down and began furiously kissing his face, everywhere his tears had touched, as if to chase them away. Wei Wuxian found himself laughing, giggling more with each smothering press of Lanchan's lips. Eventually, Longwanzi pulled back and frowned at him. He clearly couldn't understand why his husband was laughing, even while a few tears still escaped him. "I'm fine," he assured him in between laughter and hitching breaths. "Really?" He reached for Longwanzi's face and pulled him close. "I'm happy," he said more softly, breath passing over his husband's lips. He reached up that last tiny bit and kissed him. Longwanzi stayed stiff for a moment and then relaxed into the kiss, apparently reassured. "So happy,"
Wei Wuxian whispered against his lips. A hand buried itself hard in his hair, and Lang Wanxi's tongue pressed down into his mouth. After a long, sloppy, passionate kiss, they parted again, and Wei Wuxian closed his eyes, glorying in all the myriad sensations pulsing through him. He could feel a throbbing warmth at his neck where he'd been bitten. It hurt, but in the manner of a minor scrape, barely enough for him to notice except for everything it signified. His blood still sang with the flood of pleasure that had overtaken him when he'd been knotted and bitten. The tingling shivers extended from toes to fingers. His sex ached dully, pulsing with his heartbeat and occasional aftershocks of pleasure. And then, inside him, he felt that never-ending stretch of his alpha's knot, his cock, still rigid right up through his core. He felt hollowed out, filled with something else, with something both familiar and foreign. He clenched his muscles and Lang Wanxi gave a grunt. "I'm all yours," he mumbled against Lang Wanxi's hair. "You couldn't get any closer, claim me any more completely."
"Mine," agreed Lan Chan. "My Wei Ying."
Wei Wuxian smiled and nodded, the hand bound to his squeezed tighter.
"And I'm yours," Lang Wanxi added authoritatively.
Wei Wuxian let out an involuntary whimpering sound.
"Mine,"
he said, and felt the tears sting behind his eyes again.
"My Lan Chan," he said, liking the sound of it.
Lang Wanxi shifted just slightly, sending a spark up his body from the movement inside him.
"My husband, my alpha."
Lang Wanxi planted a soft kiss to his chest.
"My heart," Wei Wuxian said softly. "My soul."
As he spoke the words, he felt their truth in a way deeper than logic or reason. Lan Chan was his life, his everything, the missing piece that fit into him and made him whole. He swallowed, but fresh tears slipped free of his blinking eyelids. Lang Wanxi raised up again and looked at him. They were silent for a long, frozen instant, sharing the feelings that welled up inside of them, communicated simply by their stare. The stillness was broken when Lang Wanxi pressed up towards him. In doing so, he folded Wei Wuxian up, piercing him even deeper. He grabbed his hair and touched their foreheads together.
"Ours," he said intently. "I am yours and you are mine and everything else is ours."
Wei Wuxian took a shaky inhale and nodded, too overcome with feeling to speak aloud. Then Lan Chan was kissing him, slow and deep and perfect. Wei Wuxian felt so full and happy he might fly to pieces, but he didn't, just lingered with his love in that perfect moment, joined as closely as two people ever could be. The end.